The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Here we go!
Good morning. I'm glad you're here.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
What day is this?
It feels like Friday.
Today is Friday.
Friday! 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 Friday!
Friday!
Florencia Lozano. Florencia Lozano.
Yeah.
She plays a DEA agent, Claudia Messina, in Narcos Season 2.
1 hour later.
How much research did you do when you found out you were going to be a part of this? I mean, did you talk to anybody, you know, that was connected to the real story?
My character was based on this guy, Joe Toth. Loosely based on a man.
What was his name? Say his name again.
This guy, Joe Toth. You know, he was excited to talk about what it was like during that time. It was incredibly, incredibly dangerous for DEA.
Florencia, can I stop you for a second?
It still is, but, like, okay. He had a bounty on his head.
6 hours later.
Florencia, I have a question. You mentioned a name. You said it was loosely based on, did you say Joe Toth?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's my real
name.
That
is Dex's real name.
I've never heard of anybody with my name.
Ever. Breaking the fourth wall.
That's funny. Sorry. That was...
That's weird.
This Labor Day, many workers will enjoy a well-deserved long weekend.
First Labor Day was celebrated September 5th, 1882.
Thank you for that very snoozing Labor Day history.
Summer is officially over.
Here goes nothing.
Let's do this. Showtime.
Steve-O, can you believe it? Fall is going to be over.
No, it is not.
Christmas is here.
No, that's also not true.
Yes, it is. Fall is, you know, just last week.
Flies.
It was snowing. No, this is it. Labor Day. This is when fall officially kicks off.
I actually wore a hoodie today because I thought it was going to be cold.
Oh, it's so cold outside.
That's a lie.
So cold.
It's a lie. It's been cold all week in the studios. Like, the AC's been blowing. And then today, it's, like, super warm. But I wore a tank underneath, so I can't take it off.
You can't.
Dress code, yo.
Dress code.
Going to be uncomfortable for a few hours.
It is 6:11. Good morning.
High today of 86 degrees.
86. Still trying to push its way up to 90. I don't think it's going to happen. You think we'll hit 90 again before
I doubt it
starts to dip down and get cool?
AccuWeather actually says the high is only 83, and there will be thunderstorms in the PM hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll be good. So, yeah. It's going to get a little cloudy, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock hours, which is not good because today is the first day of Brody's T-ball career.
Kicking off that baseball career. The Kicking Broadster. Good for him, man.
Doing good things.
That's Brody right there.
That is a goat. That can't be a real person.
No, it actually is. That's a viral video.
That's weird, man.
Making the rounds. A baby laughs like an evil genius. Dad was there to film it. Okay. That is an evil genius right there.
That is weird. Okay. You are freaking me out, man.
You're freaking me out, man. Teo is in the eye of the storm. That's right. Hurricane Teo is in full effect.
Yeah.
Last we heard, he was hanging out with Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel.
Jim Cantore actually was out there.
Yeah, I know.
Slapping. Yeah. Man, could you imagine if he met Jim Cantore?
Oh, man, I'm just waiting for that video to pop up on his Facebook or Instagram.
Guys, he genuinely loves Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel.
He does.
And I just don't. I don't get it.
You don't get it?
No.
What do you mean you don't get it?
I don't know.
Oh, yes! 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 We got it, baby! We got it! We got it! Woo! Woo!
Man!
We got it!
That guy was born to do that.
Listen to that!
What did he get?
Listen to that!
Okay.
Oh, baby!
What are we... Okay.
Oh! Again! Again! That's a twofer!
twofer.
That's a twofer, baby.
That's a twofer.
Yes. That's a twofer.
I still don't know what we're looking at.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, again. That's a three. You gotta be kidding me.
A threefer.
You gotta be kidding me. Oh
what?
My God!
Is there lightning? I didn't
Winds
see it.
Have
I
was really looking picked the up way.
And there's another one. That's number. You gotta be kidding
me. A fourfer.
Me. You can have your $500 million jackpot in Powerball or whatever the heck it was, but I'll take this, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Four lightning strikes. Four episodes of Thundersnow.
Thundersnow. What's Thundersnow?
Oh, Thundersnow. Of course. My bad. Thundersnow?
That, my friends, is Jim Cantore.
I was wondering what that dude was freaking out on. So
Jim Cantore, Weather Channel.
Yeah.
I love the Weather Channel. Sometimes I'll turn it on, and I just love watching the reporters out. Like Jim Cantore, he's out there putting his life on the line for us.
Us.
For us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever watch the Weather Channel?
For us, me?
Yeah.
Literally never.
Maybe this will change your mind.
When weather strikes.
I'm here standing outside in this blizzard. It's freezing.
Tune in to the Weather Channel.
Now there's snow just pelting my face.
We have more reporters than any other channel.
Can I come back inside?
And we'll make them go stand outside.
As you can see, there's ice and snow and
Excuse
wind.
Me, Bob. Why don't you stick your tongue on that pole?
Oh, I really don't want to.
Go ahead.
Makes you wonder where we find all these people.
Now my tongue is stuck.
Every time the weather does something unpleasant, the Weather Channel will make a reporter go experience it.
You can see the tidal waves coming. Why don't you wait on out there, Chuck?
What?
The Weather Channel. We're funnier than you thought.
There you go. You tune in now, won't you?
No.
Set your DVR.
No.
Jim Cantore's here to stay.
Oh, yes! Yes!
Wow.
Yeah.
He was really excited to see thundersnow.
Yeah, that's a big thing for a meteorologist. It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But every 2,000 years.
Okay.
I made that up.
That's crazy.
Guys, it's Friday.
Yep.
Big Labor Day weekend, and I wonder if that's Buck.
Sha-na-na-na-na-na.
We have Buck coming in today.
No.
That's my wife.
No.
Yep.
He Buck. Won't be until at least 8:30.
Yeah,
are you kidding
yeah,
me?
Yeah.
That guy
He
won't.
Said he'd be here bright and early, but I think that means 7.
Yeah, it's still dark.
Or I'll get a text message that says, sorry, I can't make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. Actually, I'll probably get it.
He probably will.
He'll probably text me, not
You're
you.
You're probably right.
So.
But, yeah, my old job wife, Buck, he said he was going to come in and hang out this morning.
It's always weird when the old wife and the new one hang out, but...
A little uncomfortable, you know?
We have a pretty good relationship. Thankfully, me and the old wife, we had a relationship long ago. Like, we've been friends for a long time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There were some weird accusations that, you know, from him in the beginning that maybe you and I had a little thing going on before, but, like, we dispelled that.
Yeah.
Dispelled it, man.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're all good.
We're all good. We're all good. So, well, we got a big, big show today.
Do we?
Big show. Of course, our lifeline of this show, of this morning invasion, is the live line. Steve-O, tell everybody what that is all about.
All right. Check it out, man. Maybe you want to be part of the show, but you're a responsible citizen, so you don't want to call us on the phone while you're driving. Text us instead.
Yeah.
It's so much more dangerous.
No, don't do that.
585-LIVE. That's 585-5483. That's the live line. You can chime in and say things like, I love Benjamin Gate. That's the last one we got.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We also got one 17 hours ago that I want to respond to right now at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Let's do it.
Steve-O, what's the name of the antibody for Alzheimer's? Thanks in advance for the information. That was from a story yesterday.
That's right. You broke that news yesterday.
Yeah.
They're very close.
Yeah. I gotta go back and now I got to like Google stuff. Yeah. I feel like I'm just going to text them back right now and say, Google it.
Hey, you can Google that yourself there.
I'm always curious because, okay, here's the thing. We'll sometimes get questions like, hey, what's the name of that one song? I didn't catch the artist or the name of the song, but here's literally all of the lyrics of the song. Do you think you could tell me what that song is? I'm like, well, you know, if you just type that into Google,
it'll
tell you.
It'll tell you. It's this magical.
The old Googs, man.
Magical thing.
I'm just kidding.
We just have all this information right there at our fingertips. But, you know, there's still some people out there
They're texting our live line. I'm pretty sure they're up with technology.
Yeah, that's true.
They're texting us.
I think that sometimes they just forget.
Or emailing, especially emails are always the best. It's the funniest when we get emails like that because I'm like, you literally used a computer to email this to us. You used a computer. You couldn't just, instead of emailing us, type this exact thing into the search box.
Well, maybe nobody's ever showed them. Maybe they don't know.
I'm cynical. I'm just kidding.
Maybe when we say Google, they just are like, what is that?
Yeah.
That sounds weird, and I don't want anything to do with Google.
Because inevitably, 80% of the time, I don't know the song either, and then I just copy-paste into Google and go, oh, yeah, that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. All right. It's this one. Totally new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, technology is wonderful. There's this app called Shazam. It's a free download. And if you hear a song, you can just hit that app, and then it'll tell you the song. It's really crazy.
Oh, buddy, you don't even need that anymore.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Welcome to 2016.
What?
Yeah, you could start playing a song, and then I'd go, hey, Siri, who's this? And then, boom, put it up to the speaker, and
what?
She'll, yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
See, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
See, that's what we're talking about right there. See, I didn't know that.
Well, that's because Apple was smart enough to go, wait a minute, they're searching for all these songs. So now if you just do that with Siri, or, you know, if you have an iPhone, it'll immediately go, oh, that song is this. You can buy it right now on iTunes for this much. And I'm like, of course. No, I don't want to. I don't want to buy it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
See, it's like Shazam is like TiVo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
TiVo?
Yeah, you know. TiVo?
Vivo?
TiVo? Is it, what was the first DVR?
TiVo.
TiVo, yeah.
T-I-V-O?
It's like, all I'm saying is, you know, Shazam is old. It was like the first thing to do it.
That joke was old. I didn't understand it.
It was really bad. It wasn't really a joke. I was just trying to.
Sorry, your analogy was old.
You're old.
I guess it proved itself. I am old.
You're older.
Oh, man, I'm so old. I'm the oldest one here. I'm going to shave today, though, because I want to look like I'm 12.
Well, you won't be when Buck gets here.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
He'll be the old man.
53.
I love that.
See, if you got here at 6 a.m., Buck, then you could totally respond. But no, you're 53 today.
I'm going to give him the weather today. I'll do traffic, and he can do weather.
Oh,
today.
Nice.
Okay.
Like so, the old days?
Like the old days.
Today is the 246th day of the year.
Wow.
43 years ago in 1973 on this day, Lord of the Rings author J.R.R. Tolkien.
Oh.
He died from a bleeding ulcer at the age of 81.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
R.I.P., man. You can't hear this, but rip, yo.
Did you like Lord of the Rings or The Hobbits? Which ones did you
Hobbits,
like
Hobbits, one of my favorite books of all time.
I mean, like movies.
Oh, the movies? Oh, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did a much better job. But they also had a lot more material. The Hobbit tried to stretch and do too much. Mm-hmm. And they took from the Silmarillion, and they took from different... Yeah. I wasn't a super fan of the Hobbit movies.
Yeah, I liked them, but yeah, I liked Lord of the Rings.
They started off, the first one was my favorite, because it started off very well. And I was like, this is just like one of my favorite books. And then they just went wherever they felt, and I did not like that too much. So
today, oh my gosh, guess who's celebrating a birthday today?
Okay, is it tragic that you don't even have to tell me? Hold on. Ready? My favorite person on the planet is 52 years old today. His name is Keanu Reeves, and he's the greatest actor of all time.
Come on. How did you know that?
I seriously knew that.
Seriously?
Is that what you're about to say?
Yeah, Keanu Reeves.
Hold on. Let's pretend like I'm not a super fan. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Keanu Reeves is celebrating.
What? Keanu Reeves? Today's Keanu's birthday?
No way!
Oh, man, I had no idea.
How old is he?
52?
Okay, nope. You got it wrong.
Oh, really? How old is he?
Darn it. 52.
Exactly. Guys, I really love Keanu. Like, if there's a question that gets asked regular to me from Starmy members, it's, hey, man, you're being funny, right? Like, you don't really think Keanu's, like, the greatest actor in the world? And I'm like... No, I love Keanu Reeves.
Oh, Buck hates Keanu
Reeves. Oh, gosh.
He thinks he's the worst actor ever.
You're the worst actor, Buck. I get it. I get it that people don't like him, and I very much so understand why, because, he does, like, similar acting in a lot of movies. Yeah. But growing up, man.
No, what?
He was Ted Theodore Logan. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? He was Johnny Utah in Point Break. He's been in some of the raddest childhood movies of my entire existence.
Speed.
Nope, that's actually not.
You really didn't like Speed?
I'm okay with Speed, but like I usually just quote Sandra Bullock. There's gum on my seat. Gum. Yeah, sorry.
All right, Salma Hayek is celebrating a birthday.
Oh, cool.
How old?
47.
50.
Nice.
And from the new reality show that you guys should watch.
Oh, no.
Better Late Than Never.
Oh, dude.
Did you watch episode 2?
I've got them so recorded. Good. I've got them recorded.
My wife and I, we were dying on episode 2. It is so funny.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan for some reason, and I'm wondering if that means I'm old. Or if I just want to someday be old like them.
Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw? Dude, Terry Bradshaw, it's William Shatner, it's Henry Winkler, so it's George Foreman, it's like these old dudes and they're just going around. And Chrissy, my wife, said, I love this show because I feel like that's what you and Dexter and Teo are going to be doing when you guys are like in your 70s.
Yeah. For real.
We're just going to be roaming around. You're going to be around, buddy. You're going
to
be healthy.
I was just going to say, we'll probably have to do it in my 50s.
No, you're good. Dude, you're looking thin, man. You're looking good. Thanks. Looking good. Terry Bradshaw's 67.
68.
Ah!
But this, on episode 2, Terry Bradshaw is my favorite part of episode 2.
He's
so good.
He is a good old boy from the South, man. He is interesting in other cultures.
Yeah, they're hanging in Hong Kong. They're traveling Asia, and it's funny. You get these old guys together with this young guy.
Yeah.
And they just want to go crazy, but William Shatner is trying to be the serious one, and he wants to take in the culture and wants them to respect the Asian culture, and they're not. They just want to have a good time. And so you got Terry Bradshaw, who's an American.
Right.
I mean, oh, yeah. He loves Lord and loves beer, and he just wants to party. And that's Terry Bradshaw. Let's play some football.
I love all of that, man. Yeah. That is hilarious.
Yeah. And William Shatner at one point in the episode gets pretty upset with everybody. And he starts pouting like a little baby.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
I want to meet that guy someday. I was a Star Wars guy over Star Trek, but the more I see of Shatner, I'm like, that guy's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yep. He's a smart man.
Yeah.
You know, he's worth hundreds of millions because of Priceline.
Yeah.
Because he decided that, you know, instead of just getting a paycheck that, oh, you know what, I'll just take stock in that.
Yeah.
You want to hire me as your spokesman? I'll take stock. Yeah. Hundreds of millions of dollars later.
I didn't know that. Really? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's how much that
guy's. You know what?
It's not even the Star Trek money. Take that away, that's like chump change.
Wow. Good job.
Yeah.
Smart man. That's like our good friend Tony Stark, mm-hmm. Robert Downey Jr.
Did you know at one point, George Foreman, the George Foreman grill?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Guess how much he was making.
Oh, I don't want to. I never owned one.
Every week off of the George Foreman grill.
Just off of like purchases?
Yeah, just like what he took home. At one point.
$52,000.
$8 million a week George Foreman was taking in. That was one of the facts that they gave you in the episode. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. At one point, $8 million a week off of that grill.
Just by people buying it?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I know.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And all of his kids are named George.
Yeah.
And his daughter's name is Georgina.
Hilarious. Santa Fe chimed in on the live line and they said, I've been out of town all week. Where is Teo?
He's right here.
Hurricane Herms.
Yeah, he is.
Hermine.
He said, go west, young man. And we were like, hey, we're heading towards a carotid artery, bro.
Yeah. Right into the hurricane.
There he is. He really is.
Good night, Chicago.
Yeah, not Chicago. Florida, Teo. Florida. You're in Florida. He's totally on vacation with his family.
Yeah.
Because they chose to go to the beach in Florida, and they've had this beach house for for like months.
Gosh, and a hurricane is...
How Teo is that? Like, it's so Teo that... His family were like, we're going to go.
Let's do it.
We're going to go to a beach house in Florida. Let's book this month in advance. Yeah. Hurricane.
Yeah. Hurricane. Yep.
So for realsies, he's in the middle of a hurricane.
Was it good?
Well,
I hope so, buddy. I hope you come home.
Yeah.
I hope you don't die.
That's where Teo is. But Robot Teo is here.
Yeah.
Hanging out with us.
Love Robot Teo.
Big show today, guys. Huge show. Steve-O's got your headlines. We'll check the roads. Beautiful Friday, Labor Day weekend. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
Hurricane Hermine is getting stronger as it swirls toward the Florida panhandle. Governor Rick Scott also warning that some places could get up to 20 inches of rain.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and Blazing Saddles are headed back to the theaters. AMC playing both titles across the country, with Willy Wonka starting at 5 p.m. and Blazing Saddles at 7:30. We'll be paying only $5 for the films. You can purchase those tickets online as well.
SpaceX is investigating the cause of an explosion that destroyed a Falcon 9 rocket at Cape Canaveral in Florida.
Some of the conservative Hispanics who've been advising Donald Trump are abandoning ship.
In a joint statement, retired four-star generals Bob Sennewald and David Maddox announced their support for Clinton.
Spacecraft has found what officials believe to be an inactive volcano on the surface of the largest object in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. NASA says the Dawn spacecraft discovered the volcano about half as tall as Mount Everest on the surface of the dwarf planet Ceres.
Oh, hey.
Dex and Steve-O on a Friday, 6:37.
Hi today. Well, it keeps changing. Let's stick with 83. I like that one. That's a good one.
83?
83 is good.
Good. Anything happening on the roads? Are you okay?
Traffic! Just some serious construction going on. Central at Carlisle, two lanes closed. It's pretty bad, actually, all the way down Central throughout University into downtown area. So slow going there, but it's been that way for a while. So I feel like if you're accustomed to the Central travel, you've already known about it. Nothing else going on. Roads are looking clear. So look at traffic.
Traffic!
Let's check in with Hurricane Hermine.
Hermine is now a tropical storm. States of emergency existing right now across Florida, Georgia, on up through the Carolinas. This is a look at some of the shots that we saw from Thursday going into Friday. Spots like Horseshoe Beach, Florida.
Remember,
Hermine officially came ashore shortly after 1:30 a.m. We don't like to see shots like this, guys.
We do go to the gym with him. He does take his shirt off regularly.
He does.
You know that such little moving water can sweep you right off your feet.
That's very
true. And
those
tides running way above normal, the storm surge too. We have so many.
I had a buddy on Facebook yesterday, and he lives down in Florida, and he was driving around while he was on Facebook Live. Mm-hmm. I couldn't stop watching. The palm trees were
really.
I mean, they were
man.
They were about ready to fall over and kill people. It was tense.
Were there people standing underneath him? Why would they?
And it was crazy because he's sitting there. It was like he was a news reporter. And so he's driving in his car in the hurricane, trying to get to the beach so he could show us what the waves were like.
Man.
But then he got there, but he couldn't get down to the beach because it was closed.
That's where you jump the fence, man.
That's what I said. I'm like, hey, get out. You need to get out of your car and go down to the beach.
Maybe not.
That's what you need to do.
I don't know, man. It's looking pretty crazy in Florida right now. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while. You know, we haven't had a really crazy hurricane season in a while, right?
Right.
It's been I can't remember the last time we had some pretty bad ones down there in Florida.
Oh, okay, Florida. See, I know recently there was crazy flooding in Louisiana.
Well, yeah, but as far as hurricane season,
that was different.
Season,
yeah, I don't know.
It feels like it's been light the past few years.
I'm the worst when it comes to coasts. Unless it's like, oh, this happened in New York or this happened in California.
You don't
like,
follow it?
I don't know.
Oh.
I didn't realize
the
that they started naming hurricanes after Harry Potter characters, though. But I guess it makes sense.
Threats do not mess around with the storm. Tornado watches out until 8 a.m. Again, Hermine is now officially a tropical storm.
Hermione.
But that should not make you take it less seriously.
That's right.
Yeah. Take it seriously, guys. Have you ever been in anything serious like that?
Nah.
Okay.
I grew up in Montana.
Yeah, that's
and I've
true.
Lived here.
All right. In Texas, actually, when I lived in Lubbock growing up, our house actually was hit by a tornado. So the front. It was a brick house. And so the tree out front was ripped up out of our yard. And, I mean, it was pretty crazy. It hit our block. So,
well, growing up in Montana, the things that we experience is...
Bears?
Well, yeah.
Like, there was never in a tornado, but my uncle was mauled to death by a bear.
No, wintertime is awful.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. The snowstorms that come in, there were many times where I don't even know if I'm on the road because snow has covered the entire road. And then you can see in the distance someone's driving and they're coming towards me and I don't know if they're going to run into me.
Ugh.
And, yeah, if the snowplow doesn't, you know, get on the roads and take care of that, it's you don't know where you're at.
So do you just giggle anytime Albuquerque shuts down because of snow and it's like, snow day, school, no school?
No, I don't giggle. I get scared because there are idiots who don't know how
everywhere.
To drive.
I don't understand Albuquerque.
So I get scared because people drive the same when it's icy or it's snowing or it's raining and people don't realize you can't drive the same speed that you normally do.
Dude.
And you can't hit your brakes.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, you learn the hard way. I usually don't go out when weather's bad.
Okay.
But I don't leave.
We're going to keep doing the morning show even if they close campus, but FYI.
Okay.
One year, one of my favorite winter experiences was Old Man and Steve, me and Matt Gentry, stuck in here. Like, we got stuck here because they were like, campus is closed. But we get here so early that they hadn't closed campus yet, and the roads, everything was shut down. Oh. So we ended up just hanging out in studio all day.
Yeah.
Because nobody could come in.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, it was so fun. So we're doing the morning
That's
show.
Like getting trapped at Walmart.
Yeah.
You know, they lock you in at a grocery store or something, and you get to just have a great time.
It was fun here. Because nobody could tell us to get off the air.
Man.
We just did what we wanted.
Did you invade everybody's, like, cubicles?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Start touching everything.
Hey, thanks for holding. Good
morning. Hey, good morning, guys. Hey.
Oh!
Oh, boy. Good morning.
Oh!
Hey, I got to change the subject real quick, because I just saw this crazy thing on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Well, not just now, because I don't have a smartphone, but yesterday at home on my desktop.
I just saw this 17 hours ago.
Yeah, no, but it's this girl who lives in New Orleans, and she's talking. Have you seen it?
Our phone messed up. What was it?
That she's talking about Kaepernick, you know, what happened about him not standing.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Okay, well, she's saying that there's a third stanza to the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh,
did
yeah,
you see
yeah.
that one?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, all right. But, you know, I kind of thought that was interesting, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Talking about Star Spangled Banner, and there's like a third verse that's like, whoa, soup's in a propes now. can't do that one.
Yeah, but that's crazy how they take it out, you know? And
yeah.
Yeah.
So now I'm on his side.
You're on his side. Good. I'm on his side too.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Okay, here's what I would say to that. You can't be on his side because of that, because he didn't even know there was a third verse. That's not why he was doing it.
How do you know that?
That's not why.
You don't know
because
that.
He would have said it. They've tried to confront him in the media 17 times, and it changes every time.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm taking a stand.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is the girl's inviting him to New Orleans, and she said, I'll pay for your dinner. I'll even buy you an appetizer. She's a teacher, and she's like, I only make $45,000 a year, and... But it was crazy.
Here's why.
I was just like, there's so much, I guess I'm stupid. There's just so much stuff I don't know.
Here's why I don't stand with him. I understand, like, that he has the freedom to do that, but I have a freedom to say he's stupid because we all have those liberties. I don't agree with the way Colin Kaepernick is going about it. I do agree that there are some injustices. I do agree that there are some things that are not cool in our culture, but I don't think putting it all on the police officers in our country is doing a service to anyone by saying, I'm not going to stand up for the Star Spangled Banner because I don't agree with what's happening with police brutality. Because here's what happens. He's saying a bunch of stuff and not doing anything. And then you have another athlete like LeBron James who's like, hey, minorities aren't educated well enough. Well, I'm going to give $41 million so that 1,100 people can go to college. That's what I'm going to do. You know what I mean? And I'm like, LeBron James, I don't always love you as a player, but I love you as a human being for that. And then you got Colin Kaepernick, who this week, I don't know if you saw it, was all over CBS Sports because he was wearing socks with a pig on it wearing a police officer hat.
Wasn't it military night as well?
Oh, I didn't
He was wearing socks that had a cartoon pig wearing a cop hat on it, and that's what he was wearing during, I was going to say spring training, but that's baseball, but, you know, preseason right now, during warm-ups and everything, he was wearing these socks, and I'm going, man, what are you doing?
That probably shouldn't have been allowed.
He's still, all he's doing is creating division, and instead of having a conversation and saying, hey, let's articulate our feelings and our thoughts, he's like that kid on the playground who kind of can't articulate well, so he's like, well, you're an idiot. You know what I mean? It's like, well, that's not doing anything. I wish we could just have a conversation, but you clearly can't articulate your thoughts because you don't even know why you're doing it.
Yeah. It was a dumb move, but hey, if he wants to do it,
yeah, he can do it all he wants.
You know, just
and I have the freedom to say, "Well, that you're an idiot, face."
And I have the freedom to say, "Only in America." All right, I love you guys.
Love you too,
later, man.
Yeah, did you see that? It was all over CBS Sports yesterday, and I was like, "Oh my gosh!"
Yeah, there was.
What is he doing?
I saw Boomer from the Bengals. He was just—he was livid. He was like, I don't respect him at all. Him,
you can't do that.
Football, so he could. You know, whatever agenda he has out there.
In his press conference, he was wearing a Malcolm X hat and a Fidel Castro t-shirt. I'm going, dude, what are you trying to say? Like, what are you trying to do?
Well, here's the latest on Colin. He says his protest was taken out of context.
Well, I think it's a misunderstanding. You know, the media painted this as anti-American, anti-men and women of the military. And that's not the case at all. No, I realize that men and women of the military go out and sacrifice their lives and put themselves in harm's way for my freedom of speech and my freedoms in this country and my freedom to take a seat or take a knee. So I have the utmost respect for them, and I think what I did was taken out of context and spun a different way.
Mm. Well, probably should have thought it through a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And just wasn't the best way to get your point out there.
Yeah, because he keeps pointing, like it keeps going towards the military, but I don't see, I'm sorry, I just got so thrown off because I just got a text from my bride that said, from Brody, guess what? My dad just said idiot face, and then he lost it. So
Brody,
my 3-year-old now just learned a new word.
Brody.
I said idiot face on the radio. Good, good. Love you, Brody. I don't remember him being attacked. I mean, yes, he has been attacked because of, you know, people thinking he's anti-military, but everything he said has been more anti-police brutality, you know, because he was mentioning that, you know, black people were getting killed and, you know, the police were just getting paid leave type thing.
Well, a lot of times when you, for me, I know when I stand and, you know, during the national anthem, I am praying and thinking about the men and women that are fighting, that have fought for our country. And I rarely think about the police force. And I think that's the way it is with most people. So
could be.
I think that's why the majority of Americans out there are so upset, because the national anthem really kind of represents, well, it should represent
our nation.
Yeah, our nation. But
that's why when I see, like, you know, in the Olympics, that lieutenant who was like doing a pole vault and then hears the Star Spangled Banner and just drops it mid, you know, run and is trying to find the flag so that he can honor his nation. You know, it's tough because there are injustices that are happening in our nation, but it's not just in one area. There are a lot of things that are happening that are corrupt. Look at our presidential nominees right now, and look at, like, it's just insanity all around. So, you know, if he was attacking maybe like the two-party system and we need to change some things up and we need to, it's like, okay, let's have a conversation about it, because you're attacking the national anthem, or you're protesting the national anthem. He's not attacking.
Well, he was just saying in that clip that he respects the military and the men and women, and he respects, you know, what it stands for, and you guys totally misunderstood me. But I feel like
he's not articulating well.
But he should respect the national anthem, because he should stand like everybody else, because he has that right. And he said it, I have the right to do what I want to do right now. Well, you should respect our country because you have that right.
Man, what's funny is he's facing a world not being a quarterback anymore. He's looking at probably, according to NFL.com, he's probably going to be released. Not because of his political stances, because of anything, but he could be a final round roster cut this coming Saturday, and he'll be a free agent. And I don't know of any teams that would be stoked to pick him up because all of the controversy surrounding this and the fact that he's pretty bad. Like, he's a terrible quarterback
right now.
That's
why he decided to do this, because he knows he's on his way out, and he wants, in his heart and mind, he thinks he is doing something. He's making a stand.
Yeah.
And in a way, even if you don't agree with that, you have to respect it, because that's, you know, our right as an American.
Dude, yeah, we'll see what happens, because, again, the final rounds of cuts for the NFL is this Saturday, and he is on the chopping block. He already was. He was already looking at, like, third, fourth string, and man, we'll see.
All right, I think we have time for maybe a couple headlines besides Mr. Kaepernacki.
Who would like to share why they're here?
My name is Steve-O, and I'm a fan of radio. New in theaters today, The Light Between Oceans. Michael Fassbender, he's a lighthouse keeper who lives off the coast of Australia with his wife, Alicia Vikander. They rescue a baby in a rowboat and raise her as their own until a chance encounter with Rachel Weisz brings reality crashing in.
I've never even heard of this. Let's watch the trailer.
Okay.
Every day we spend together.
That's a chick flick. Okay. Well, the lighthouse. Yeah. It's about a lighthouse.
My wife just chimed in and said the Raiders will probably take him.
The Raiders?
The Raiders will take, they'll take anybody. It's the Raiders. Ugh.
Better watch what you say, Chrissy.
Also releasing in theaters, Yoga Hosers.
Oh. Talking about your entire generation. Generation Why Me, I call it. You live on your phones. You have no idea how to function like normal people in the real world.
What's this about? Yoga Hosers?
Okay. It's a horror comedy written and directed by Kevin Smith.
Oh.
Yeah, it was for his daughter, Harley Quinn Smith. She actually stars in it, as well as Lily Rose Depp. Yes, Johnny Depp and Kevin Smith's daughters are co-starring.
Is that her?
Two Canadian teenagers.
Wait, is that Johnny Depp's daughter or is
that
one?
They team up to fight an army of tiny Nazis made out of bratwurst. Hold on. Let me say that again. They're two Canadian teenagers who team up to fight an army of tiny Nazis made out of bratwurst.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, Johnny Depp is also in the film.
Huh.
Yeah, he's almost unrecognizable between heavy makeup. He's a legendary hero who helps stop these Nazis. Kevin Smith plays the Bratzies.
I didn't know that that was Johnny Depp's daughter.
Wait, let me say that again. Kevin Smith is the villain. He plays the Bratzies. Tiny Nazis made out of bratwurst. This sounds so stupid, I'm going to go see it right after the show.
Okay, sausage party. All right. Yep, you know what happened last time.
That sounds like the dumbest, best movie ever.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, I don't recommend it. I think it's... Oh, it's actually rated PG-13. Wow. Yeah.
So this girl, I've seen her in a few other things. That's Johnny Depp's daughter, right? Because it looks kind of like him.
Yeah, and then the other one is Harley Quinn Smith, Kevin Smith's daughter.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. How weird is it that Johnny Depp and Kevin Smith have daughters old enough to play high school girls?
We're getting so old.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Goodness. I don't want to anymore, Steve-O. I don't want to!
Yeah.
Okay, right aside.
Speaking movies, coming up, we got to talk about this. Mel Gibson doing a follow-up to The Passion of the Christ. He had a sit-down interview recently about Passion 2.
With our boy Greg Laurie.
Yeah.
Also on the show on this Friday, Slow Motion Theater.
Yes. Back.
Whiskey Tango, a letter, and Buck, my old co-host, might be joining us in studio sometime.
Yeah.
So, big show today. Hang out.
In its earliest days, the major function of radio was news. News was the warp and woof of life. But with this contribution came a bonus.
entertainment.
We have a big, curious golden retriever that is always getting into stuff, and we never take it to the vet, even when it had a seizure.
Really?
That's on the live
We
line.
Just got a text on the live line, and I think they're trying to prove a point, but it's coming across wrong to me. They say, we have a big, curious golden retriever that is always getting into stuff, and we never take it to the vet, even when it had a seizure.
We just read that.
We literally just read that, Tao.
No, I don't remember you guys reading that.
I literally just read that and said,
I didn't hear it.
That was on the live line.
I don't hear it.
They tell us radio is dead, but this isn't entirely true. It is gone, all right, but it isn't dead. Radio lives on in our minds and hearts because part of our national heritage was formed when radio was king.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It is a beautiful Friday. Waiting for my old job wife, Buck, to join us in studio. Steve-O went to grab him. 585 Live. Feel free to shoot us a text. 585-5483. Or you can call the show. 338-3700.
There he is! Hey. Look who I found! Who'd you find?
His name is Aaron Bunk Ninken Burnett.
He doesn't go by that anymore. Okay.
Aaron. If you, yeah, I'll do whatever
chair?
You want.
You
want
to stand?
I'm going to sit.
Okay. I got your burrito.
We're old. Thanks.
Your cold beverage over there.
Me Appreciate and Buck it. Are older, so we have to sit because we have bad knees now. That's what happens when you hit your 60s.
Yeah.
Yep. I like that beard, man.
Thank you.
Still do.
Mm-hmm.
Looks trim. Looks
like
good.
Boba Fett shirt.
I didn't even notice it was Boba Fett.
Wow.
Boba Fett.
Beautiful.
Boba Fett.
It's my new work uniform. I wear all superhero polos and Star Wars polos.
That's
Figure
cool.
If I have to wear a collared shirt, I might as well make it cool.
Yeah, that's
pretty
cool.
Good.
Yeah.
There's headphones like it. There if you want them. There you
go. Am I like not close enough to the mic?
Well, you're it'd be a little off. Yeah. You haven't done this
I love
in a while.
That you knew what he was saying to
yeah.
you.
Yeah, a little,
excuse me.
Yeah,
a little out of practice.
A little rusty.
Yeah, it's been a while since you've been in here.
It has been.
What the heck, man?
Just the first time you've invited me back.
Oh, okay, seriously, it's an open invite. Whenever
you know
want.
How I am, I don't come to something gosh. Unless I'm invited.
Because
I'm
you don't want to be like Gentry. Up. I get it.
Whatever.
You're such a difference.
Between myself and Gentry?
Well, it's just between you and just about everybody
Say
else.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Like, your open invite is real.
Oh, okay.
That's not nice.
I open invite you as well.
Do other people just randomly show up?
No.
No.
But I don't randomly. Most I don't
people
always
stay away.
Say, hey, whenever you want, just show up.
Yeah, he never says that to anybody.
Oh, that's good.
You're my old job wife. You're my old partner of 13 years.
Yeah, that's true.
So why wouldn't I want you here?
Hey, let's not start off with a fight, guys, okay?
We're
I want
not
today
fighting.
To go well.
We're not fighting.
Yeah, I feel like I. See, your old wife, though, you don't understand his ins and outs anymore because now I'm in a relationship with him.
Well, that's true.
And he's getting heated,
getting uncomfortable.
You know, he's.
Not going to lie.
Getting
you know, one thing
upset.
That's changed about me is I haven't
bear
thrown anything.
Yeah, he hasn't.
Really?
Trying to work on his anger.
Yeah,
that's why
good.
I don't even want to get him to that level. So
See
if you could just
right
respect
there?
Our relationship.
Face?
Yeah.
Him?
Stapler.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You still got that big scar on your back from the time you sucked down that helium balloon?
I do.
He passed out. Just
What?
Passed
yeah.
out.
We had a drum set in the studio and I went crashing through it.
Yeah, I was doing something. It was, gosh, I wish it would have happened on the air.
Wait. You were sucking down helium off the air?
Well, wow. We were just getting
That sounds like an addiction.
No, we were just getting done with the bit. We were doing the bit. We just finished up, and I like stood up, and I fell over.
Oh, is that man. What happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know why? Because helium sucks out all the oxygen from
Yeah, no,
and
I know.
When
yeah.
you don't have that,
I
you
don't...
tend to pass out.
Yeah, I'm like the uncool dad because all the kids' birthday parties and stuff, and I'm like, Jeter boys, if you even think you want to do that, I will fight you to the death.
Okay.
Like,
wow.
I do not let my children do that because it's like destroys brain cells.
Yeah.
It like cuts oxygen to the brain.
Yeah.
Stupid.
But it's funny.
So you can talk like a chipmunk? Never.
It is pretty funny.
Nah.
Yeah, when you're reciting Braveheart on helium, it sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, we would act out scenes from movies while we sucked down helium.
It's called helium theater.
But then we thought, you know what? One of us is going to die, or you know, we don't want the kids out there to.
After I got stitches in my back.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen this And this is real. There's actually a helium-infused brand of beer.
It's not real.
No, it's so real, guys. I don't know if you've seen
it. Is it like
this.
Fizzy lifting drink?
But
it's not real. I saw it.
Yeah, no, it's so real, man. I watched a video on YouTube.
You found it on the internet.
These guys. Actually, no, but a lot of people thought it was real.
Yeah, I know.
Like a lot of people. That's right, yeah. There was a video that did you see this video, actually? There's a helium beer video, and it's like helium-infused beer. And they drink this beer, and then their voices
like
change.
Like the nitrogen-infused beer
kind of
or whatever.
Hilarious. Yeah. Totally fictitious. Like, super fake. But it ignited, like, people were freaking out on the internet. Like, we got to try this, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, not real.
That'd be huge in the fraternities.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
You know what else would be huge? The death rate. The death rate would be huge.
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
Glad it's fake.
Have you ever been to one of those oxygen bars?
No. I've walked by them.
What?
You've never seen
that's
those?
That's stupid. Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't
They sell you what you're
here.
Already
no, there's
inhaling?
Actually, there's one here.
I think they have them at
a
gym. Maybe,
it's
right?
Up off of Juan Thibault. Yeah, it's next to a workout facility.
It's called H2. Oh, man, I can't believe you fell for that.
Yeah.
Really? People buy oxygen?
Yeah.
Okay, I quit life. Yeah. Why am I not in business? Why am I not? Gosh.
It's oxygen from the Himalayas.
No, it is not.
Okay. Here's something for you. All right. This is honestly real. Electrically charged water.
Wait, what? Isn't that kills you. I've seen every horror movie where they electrocute the bad guy in water.
Look up electrically charged water.
What is it?
That's real.
People sell it for like $8 or $9 a bottle. And they say that it's charged. I'm doing finger quotes right now for you people listening. It's charged from something, and it does something great for your body.
Oh, my
like
God.
Electrolytes?
He's not
lying.
And people
are really buying it.
No. He's not lying.
No.
Oh, man. Harvard actually kicked this bad boy off.
See, if it's someone from Harvard, then, yeah, it's totally.
Electrically charged water can fight foodborne pathogens. So nanosized droplets of electrically charged water were shown to inactivate pathogens on the surface of food. So they were thinking, you know, they spray down produce with that stuff.
Yeah. And Steve-O, by the way, is reading directly right now from theonion.com.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I am not. This is real. That's actually real.
Yeah. No, it is. People are buying electrically charged water.
That's
crazy.
Yeah, you can buy air. People seal up air from different parts of the country.
Yep.
So here's
Chinese
what it, it's,
love
it's not
air
really
from
like I was thinking, like, you know, Friday the 13th, part 7, where Jason steps in water and they have to electrocute it to
kill
him. I thought
that was 14.
Whatever. It's one of them. It's 19. I can't remember all of them. But for real, water is neutral by nature, so they give it a negative charge, if you will, by removing protons from. Yeah, super science. Mm-hmm. That's stupid and probably also a lie. They're like, nah, man, yeah, electrically charged. We removed some protons. You can't taste the difference. $7.
Tastes like chicken. Here you go, $7.
I don't believe any of that. Like, I always giggle still at bottled water because it's like, man, we have a water fountain right here.
Yeah, that's gross.
Like,
water.
I don't know.
I'm super skeptical about a lot of stuff, you know, and I mean, obviously, I have a friend who goes and does a lot of homeopathic things and, you know, Eastern medicine. And he was telling me, but he's like, you got to try this, bro.
Well, that's what you used for your Bell's palsy.
No, that is not what I used for my Bell's palsy.
I thought you went to that guy.
No, I did not go
to
that guy.
You did the needle thing.
I tried acupuncture.
Okay.
That didn't work.
Western medicine? Okay.
No, that's Eastern medicine.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's not what fixed my Bell's palsy. Thank you. But you know what else I'm skeptical about? One of the things, I kind of want to try it. I've heard about these electro something foot baths that you can go in and do. And they say when you take your feet out of the water is like brown or black or whatever. And I think it's a bunch of hogwash, but I want to go try it anyway.
Yeah.
Huh.
Dude. By the way, shout out to the Starman member who said, dude, my grandmother buys oxygen all the time, to which I say, I am so sorry. Because, you know, yeah. I do you know what that's like having to purchase oxygen?
Well,
because you need
it
to breathe.
My mom's on oxygen.
Yeah.
We're not talking about people who
have to be on oxygen. We're
talking
about 23-year-old hipsters who go to Buck's Church who are like, bro.
There's flavored oxygen.
Check it out, man.
There's root beer flavored oxygen.
You guys inhaled that new reformed oxygen? Oh, so good.
Orange Crush. That's good. It's Orange Crush good oxygen.
Flavor the oxygen.
I think they actually do that.
No, they do not.
Cotton
flavor
candy.
The oxygen. Yeah. Dexter here flavors the oxygen in the studio all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He's
especially after 7:30 when he's had his breakfast. Yeah.
Really,
Steve-O? So.
Really? You're going to
yeah.
say that?
Yeah, yeah.
You
am.
And Tayo are just as bad.
Oh, you're a liar.
Mine might stink a little bit worse, but you guys are always crop dusting in here as well.
Uh-huh.
And Buck does it every once in a while.
You know, it's funny, as I was at lunch yesterday with a gentleman named Josh, and he works with me now. We go to church together.
Nice.
And we were having Bob's Burgers yesterday.
Ooh.
And he's like, this is going to be pretty rough in a couple hours. And I said, you know what we should do? We should go in our office and shut the door and randomly call people in.
Oh, gosh.
Excuse
it's good
me.
To see you've matured
Excuse
with your,
me, Seth,
with your
can
desk
you come
job.
In here, please? We need to ask you a question.
Who was it years ago? Who was
Good
it years ago?
Good to see.
Because whenever, back when Buck and I did the show together, whenever one of us would fart in the studio, gosh, we're losing so many female listeners.
Hey, females, hold on. We have something for you coming up.
Oh,
whenever one of us would fart, somebody would always walk in. It usually was like a female, like a salesperson or somebody would want to come in the studio. But who was the
It was the senator.
Senator, but then the female lady.
She was in the Air Force. What was her name? Steve-O, help us. Female
senator. Oh, Heather Wilson.
Yeah.
Heather Wilson.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Heather Wilson.
It's good to be here.
I launched one. I mean, one of the best ones I've ever launched. And no joke, it was seconds after she opens the door and walks
no.
in the studio for an interview. And I wanted to die.
Yeah.
But
I bet she did too.
Anything. Yeah, she probably
I bet she
wanted
did too.
To
oh, hello, gentlemen. Oh.
She was a trooper, man. She hung in there.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally was.
Yeah.
She was.
Yeah.
So.
She didn't like our interview.
Oh, really?
No.
Maybe
she, never came back.
She probably came from our studios to here. She did one interview.
No,
with us and I was
no,
like, she was, loves us.
Yeah, we were not asking the easy questions that I was not asking.
I was on
the
her
easy
website
questions.
Homepage for a while. Seriously, shaking her hand. Ha ha!
Yeah. Oh.
Just because I was really good at interviewing and stuff.
Yeah.
So good at it.
Okay. Buck is here.
I'm here.
What do you want to talk about this morning?
I want to talk about all these cats that are all over the wall. What is this?
Oh, that's
Tao's shrine.
That's
his shrine over there.
In fact, I've become a cat man for the next few days because I'm taking care of his cats.
Why does Mark Ronchetti have horns and a black eye?
Oh, he calls him Wrong.
That's
Ketty.
A stabbing.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's still here.
Not necessarily a fan.
A lot has changed since I've come in here.
Yeah.
Tao's turned into a cat man.
Yeah, he's
Gabba
a cat
Gabba.
Man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Pretty
Did
much.
You know Tao is in the hurricane?
Is he really?
Yeah.
Hurricane Hermione is just wiping out Florida.
It's Hermine.
Right now. No, it's Hermione.
Yeah.
And Tao is in the heart of it.
Wow.
Him and Jim Cantore.
Who's Jim Cantore?
Well, who's Jim Cantore?
Sounds familiar.
Man. Who's Jim Cantore?
No, no, you did it. Buck, you did it.
This is Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel.
Oh, yes!
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we got it, baby! We got it! We got it! Woo!
Thank you.
He's great.
That was
so where's
Thunder
he at?
No.
Where's he at in Florida?
We don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh. He's supposedly in the heart of it, though.
Heart of the storm?
Have you talked to him? Is he okay?
Of the storm. Well, we wanted to check in, so we'll shoot him a text.
We were texting with him yesterday, and he was alive.
He probably doesn't have cell service right now because they are absolutely getting pounded.
Yeah, they are. It's not good there. But he was all about it, him and his family. At least the whole Lot family will get taken out together. I mean, if it happens.
Oh, all my together. Gosh.
Maybe that's
That's so awful. And like, Chrissy's the same way. Like, she always is terrified. Like,
she says, if this happens,
yeah,
helps all of us.
Like, we went on vacation, just her and I, on an airplane, and it was like, oh, gosh, like, if it goes down, our kids
were together.
Parents. No, not at least we're together.
Do you have a plan?
Like, the kids, and, like, probably her sister, like, who knows, right? So she was freaking out. But then we all went to Disneyland together, all five of us on the airplane, totally cool, calm, collected. I'm like, hey, what happened to the whole, like, freak out, whatever? She's like, well, we're all together. We'll all die together. And I'm like,
yeah,
you are the weirdest.
It's okay.
Person, I've that's so weird to me.
You just we're gonna swap kids with Sarah's sister if anything ever happens.
Okay,
same with them with us.
Gosh,
we'll take theirs, they'll take ours.
You have to have a plan.
Deal.
You have to have a plan. Yeah. All right, well, Buck's gonna hang out with us this morning.
Oh, I just got a text message from a woman. She says, my 10-year-old son is thrilled with all the fart talk.
Oh, oh good, goody. That's good.
Right that's on. For you, buddy.
Did you know, because of Gene Wilder and his passing, I found out thanks to Mel Brooks yesterday, that Blazing Saddles was the first ever feature film to reference a fart joke.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you know my mom
actually...
It was
a big deal, actually.
That was my mom and dad's first date.
Really?
To go see Blazing Saddles, and she walked out of the theater because she was so offended.
You can understand why.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
We had a very Darrison fight. Let's go hit Terrace and goes for the bit. They had the pit.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
Hurricane Hermine is getting stronger as it swirls toward the Florida panhandle. Governor Rick Scott also warning that some places could get up to 20 inches of rain.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and Blazing Saddles are headed back to the theaters, AMC playing both titles across the country, with Willy Wonka starting at 5 p.m. and Blazing Saddles at 7:30. We'll be paying only $5 for the films. You can purchase those tickets online as well.
SpaceX is investigating the cause of an explosion that destroyed a Falcon 9 rocket at Cape Canaveral in Florida.
Some of the conservative Hispanics who've been advising Donald Trump are abandoning ship.
In a joint statement, retired four-star generals Bob Sennewald and David Maddox announced their support for Clinton.
Spacecraft has found what officials believe to be an inactive volcano on the surface of the largest object in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. NASA says the Dawn spacecraft discovered the volcano about half as tall as Mount Everest on the surface of the dwarf planet Cirrus.
And you'll be in a world of pure imagination, take a look and you'll see into your imagination.
I already bought out a theater for this.
Buck's favorite movie of all time.
All time.
We'll begin with a spin.
I mean,
traveling.
It's all right.
In the world of my creation, what we'll see will.
It's no Scott Pilgrim versus the World, am I right? Am I right, guys?
You know, I don't even want to... I think you should have to turn your microphone off because you think the Johnny Depp version is better.
No. Okay.
Take your headphones off.
No.
Set them down.
We should have a serious conversation about this because I don't think the Johnny Depp version is better. I think Gene Wilder was perfect. I actually played Willy Wonka in high school.
Did you?
In a musical slash play.
My son did the same thing as well.
That's cool, man.
He wasn't Willy. He was Charlie.
I was Willy Wonka. I had my nose pierced. It was kind of cool.
Glad you outgrew that.
Yeah. That's funny. You and Chrissy, man. Chrissy's like, ugh. I still, to this day, I'm like, come on, please. She's like, no, dude, you're a grown-up. Stop it.
Yeah. Unless your name's Lenny Kravitz, you can't rock that. Sorry.
Whatever.
That's a good call.
Okay. What if my name was Lenny Kravitz?
Well, then you're okay.
I'm like, Steve-O's my radio name. My real name is actually Leonard Kravitz.
I thought you said that the newer Johnny Depp was better.
No, here's what I say. I do think Gene Wilder was perfect. I think he's brilliant. He's the best part of it. But I really care about child acting. Mm-hmm. And when I was a kid, of course, Willy Wonka was like one of the biggest, best movies in the universe. And it aged decently. Gene Wilder is still brilliant, but a lot of those kids were pretty bad. I didn't think they were that great. And I think the kid who portrays Charlie in the new one is phenomenal. And I also think that...
Well, it's the same kid from...
Finding Neverland.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's been in so many great
phenomenal
films.
Actor. But that was the kid's first movie ever.
Yeah. Dude, he was... Man. So... Also, I've read many Roald Dahl books to my kids. Like, we have the entire Roald Dahl collection. So, like, BFG, Witches, Fantastic Mr. Fox, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and even The Great Glass Elevator, because there's a sequel book. And the Tim Burton version wasn't necessarily paying homage to the film. It was actually more in line with the book.
With the book, yeah.
So I love that they included like the history of the Oompa Loompas, where they come from and all that. And
But the Oompa Loompas were terrible in that movie because they used the same guy.
Yeah.
That was
just CG'd them everywhere. And that was no good.
Yeah. So there are aspects that I love of both of them. Gene Wilder's Gene Wilder. But when I was a kid, it was, you know, Young Frankenstein, it was Silver Streak, it was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, or Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Got him backwards.
Thank you.
So, sorry, Willy Wonka.
I did watch the newer Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory the second time, and it wasn't as bad as the first time I watched it. Maybe you just got to give it another shot.
I don't think so.
No, it's tough.
I saw it at the theater that one time, and, you know, when it came out, and, yeah. Huh. No, no good.
Well, you love the original, so that's fine.
The book is so much better than both, obviously, but.
Yeah.
Gene Wilder, actually, a couple years ago, one of his final like big sit-down interviews, believed that that film was an insult and hated Tim Burton.
Yeah.
He talked about that because he loves Johnny Depp and actually enjoyed his portrayal of Willy Wonka, thought he did an excellent job, but said that the film itself was an insult and what Tim Burton does was insulting because rather than finding his own things, he kind of rehashes, you know, to try and make him prettier or whatever.
Burton-esque.
I don't know. I like Tim Burton. I really do. But I understand why he would say that because he was such an artist.
Gene Wilder. When was the last time Tim Burton made a good movie, honestly?
Yeah.
Even the Johnny fact Depp, that I just had to think about that.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp is just failing.
He's not failing.
Yeah, he is. At life.
See, if you have to pause and Google something,
yeah,
then
Pirates of the Caribbean,
guys,
is the last
Beetlejuice was great. 1988, you know?
Yeah,
Tim Burton.
Fantastic movie.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm honestly struggling to think of
there you go.
The last.
Edward Scissorhands was really good.
Okay, yeah. These are all really old. Because his last few films, let's see if you guys even watched him. Well, he was just a producer in Alice Through the Looking Glass. Or was he? Let's see, his director credits. Beetlejuice 2, which obviously we haven't seen yet, so we can't judge. Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children looks fantastic. Isn't out yet. Have you guys seen the trailer for that at all?
No.
Okay. His new movie looks amazing. Yeah, but I feel like they all do.
Great.
Actually, she's not.
Wow.
Helena Bonham Carter. I believe she has a part, but
I'm sure she's the number two on the.
Nope, she's not in it.
Huh.
Boom! Maybe that's why it'll be good.
And she's a good actor.
She is fantastic.
No question about it. Great actor, but.
Did you guys see Big Eyes? I didn't see Big Eyes.
Nope.
Frankenweenie?
Nope.
Dark Shadows?
Nope.
I did see Dark Shadows.
I thought I'm maybe in the minority, but I actually really enjoyed Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, you liked Alice in Wonderland? I didn't like Alice in Wonderland.
Loved Alice in Wonderland.
I like Dark Shadows.
Dude, Alice in Wonderland was fantastic. Yes, his wife was the queen, but then there were so many great actors in that film, you know, that I don't know. I really enjoyed it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I just feel like you're judging me. I don't even want to look at you guys anymore. Because you're right, dude. Sweeney Todd before that.
That was terrible.
Corpse Bride was good. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory before that. Big Fish is one of the greatest
movies.
Yeah. Like, that is, oh, gosh.
It was decent.
Decent? Oh, Ewan McGregor? You never saw Big Fish?
No.
That's a good movie.
I'm not saying anything else.
Okay.
You are going to watch it. It is one of the finer, like, it's not a rom-com. It's just one of the, I think it's a beautiful story.
Beautiful.
Oh, it's a beautiful story.
Good.
Planet of the Apes was terrible. Okay, you know what? Touche.
Yeah.
Tim Burton.
Beetlejuice 2 better be great.
Come on.
Oh, Michael Keaton's back.
It's only going to be like, you know, 30 years later when it finally releases. 30 years.
Just let it go. Come up with something new.
Oh, man, come on. Love me some Beetlejuice.
Right.
Love me some Beetlejuice.
All right. Well, our boy Teo is in Florida.
Yeah.
He's in the eye of the storm.
Hey, that's cool, y'all.
Yeah. He is.
I like how you made a sound bar with him.
Yeah.
He did. I was gone for days. No sound bar. Yeah. Nothing.
Yep.
Nothing. Are we calling him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We gotta check in. Because Teo, last time we heard from him, he was headed into the eye of the storm.
You are not permitted.
Oh, my gosh. See, he seems to have the same
problem. You have dexitis with your fingers.
I'm not allowed to use the phone anymore.
No, apparently line 3 is the first line I can call out long distance. I just have to remember that. Can't call out to lines 1 and 2.
Hope he's okay.
I mean, he is in the eye of the storm.
No. Not looking good.
Teo?
He's probably paddling a canoe right now.
Well,
I mean, I know he's in the eye of the storm.
It's our first attempt, so we'll...
Makes me nervous.
We'll check in later and see if we can get a hold of him. That's just a little scary.
A little scary.
A lot of family having a vacation in Florida. Who goes on a vacation to Florida during hurricane season? Well, the Lott family.
You know, they knew the hurricane was coming, right? I mean, it's,
well, they
it's
had this plan.
It's
for
not
a
like
months.
It's a surprise.
They had a plan for a couple months.
Are they going to like theme parks or something?
Nope. They just rented a beach house and they're just hanging out.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Sit inside
on
all day.
On the beach during the hurricane.
Hey, you know what?
Might be fun.
It's pretty
I
cool, man.
I've never been in one.
Phone line. Maybe it's Teo. Maybe it's Teo.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, you're alive.
Teo is alive. It sounds quiet.
No, I'm dead.
Oh, whoa.
I'm sorry.
You're calling from... Okay.
Yeah, it's weird.
What's it like after that, you know, life thing?
It's like the upside down on the Stranger Things.
Oh, my gosh. It's a very dark.
Oh, man.
Ash falling from the sky.
Yeah, it's neato.
Now, Teo, being that you are in the underworld, have you guys, have you met Tim Burton? Did he actually direct this portrayal of the Upside Down? Is he as weird as he seems?
I don't think he's here.
Are you sure? We've been talking Johnny Depp and Tim Burton movies, and just now coming to realize that those guys haven't made a good movie in like 13
years,
man. Big Fish was amazing! Big Fish was incredible.
Big Fish was good.
Gosh.
You know,
wasn't
Big Fish
so
was
good?
Good.
And Johnny Depp was nowhere to be seen in it, so.
Yeah.
Ewan McGregor, that's probably why.
So how did you die?
Am I talking to Buck Aaron?
Yep.
He's in studio.
I'm sitting looking at your cat wall right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, that's a good wall.
It's a handsome wall. Well, it's a handsome
I promise to take care of your cats while you're dead.
Well, okay, good.
Yeah.
Our neighbor Kevin's been taking care of them. Good old Kevin.
Oh. Shout out to Kevin.
So, let me ask you a question, sir. Apparently, you had this trip planned for a while, going out to Florida, and you knew the hurricane was coming. You knew at least a tropical storm was coming, right?
Yep, I did.
So, why not just switch it up and cash those tickets in and go to Six Flags or something?
Nah, man, it's nothing. Hmm. I could send you guys a picture right now. There's, like, not a cloud in the sky, and it's warm, and we're about to go to the beach.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what's all this news, this hubbub about
Hermione?
It was just,
it's not Hermione, it's Hermine.
Hermine. It landed, I think it's like, it hit like 50 or 60 miles to the east of us.
Oh, that's boring.
Wow. So you guys have blue skies and...
Yeah, it's beautiful. Beautiful here today.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's good.
Right on.
Dex, I ran into Jesse, our trip planner. He's doing well.
Oh, my gosh. Is everything okay? Because last time I talked to Jesse, things were not good with Jen.
So, Buck, let me just lay it down.
Better.
These guys, they have like this
it's
other
still,
life. They pretend like
it's
they're
touch and go, but it's better.
Gotcha. Make sure you ask him about our trip
stuff.
You know what I'm talking about.
I will
invite you.
Yeah. Our next trip.
Yeah, he said Vienna is a little different, like early fall next year, but he said it should work.
You guys talk about Vienna sausages? Love those things.
Yeah, we love them too.
Sure.
Crackers.
I'm glad. Well, tell him I said hello.
Dex, it's funny. It's funny to hear the peasants try to relate.
This is very embarrassing.
This is what happens.
Very, very weird.
That's cool.
But I'm glad everything's fine and you're alive. And
yeah, man, it's fine. It rained yesterday, and it did. It was funny. We were eating. And then, like, it just started sprinkling a little bit. And then straight up, like, sheet rain, like, that you see on TV just started happening.
Like in Forrest Gump and that scene in Vietnam where it was, like, coming from all different directions?
Yes.
Okay.
It did that for about an hour, and then it kind of tapered off.
All right. Well, you know how the Weather Channel likes to exaggerate, so I'm sure it's really not as bad. They use a lot of special effects and stuff in the videos.
I saw a meme circulating around here on Facebook. I think when you change locations, Facebook changes your feed.
Uh-huh.
And so I definitely had more posts showing up yesterday from friends who live in Florida, I noticed. But there was one that kept getting reposted. It said, it's not real till Cantori shows up.
Oh,
and
yes!
And it was a picture of Jim Cantori.
Yes, we got it,
Jim
baby.
Cantori,
we
he's out
it.
There.
We got it!
You see Jim Cantori on the scene, you get out of Dodge. You leave as fast as possible because he's in the eye of the storm. He's like Geraldo Rivera.
No, I know.
It's because he's legit. He's not like a certain other weatherman who lives in the desert and never has to deal with anything. Well,
yeah, I was wondering why there was this picture of Ronchetti on your wall with, like, horns and a black eye and his teeth are blacked out.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what that is. It's motivation to live life correctly.
Wow.
Not in delusion.
I just don't understand his problem with
Ken. Wow. Yeah. Has Ronchetti been in here before with you guys?
No, he won't come in. I don't know if he'd...
I wonder
he's
why.
Afraid.
Yeah.
Because there's a low-pressure system waiting for him there.
Gosh.
Well, we miss you, man.
Miss y'all, too.
You're back Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tuesday of 2017, I think it's the first one.
Okay.
But I'll see be you back. Before that in Vienna.
Hate it.
Yeah, you will.
Hate it. All right.
So snooty.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, man.
If anything gets crazy, I'll tell you guys. But
okay.
Right now, it's just sunny and beautiful. And I'm going to the beach.
Good.
All right.
Get that tan. Watch out for gators.
Yeah. Okay. I did see a snake yesterday.
Oh, what kind?
Gosh.
It was just like a little black racer or something. It wasn't anything crazy.
Cottonmouths out there.
Yep. Copperheads.
Yep. The only two sharks I have to worry about are Johnny and my nephew Henry.
Hey-o!
Henry's a tiger shark.
Oh, good.
There you go.
Well,
all
right, you guys
fun.
Enjoy it.
Say
all
hi
right.
to the Lott family for
See
us.
See you later, alligator. Wait, not out in Florida. Sorry.
Nope. See you, buddy.
Bye.
You could only even use After Wild Crocodile now because did
they
you
are
hear
crocodiles. I heard that.
That they found Nile crocodiles
yes.
in Florida.
Gosh, man.
They swam all the way across the ocean.
I don't know.
And now they reside in Florida.
Florida is the Johnny Depp of America. It seems like a good idea. You've heard great stories about it, but it never works out.
Yeah, that's true.
I got to tell you, while we were doing that, I was actually doing some Johnny Depp research because I love Johnny Depp, man. And then I'm looking at his films. You guys aren't wrong. And
no.
I'm like, sad.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, he's up for the role of the Invisible Man, and I'm like a classic Universal Monsters guy.
That's perfect.
He was Claude Rains, the original, Invisible Man. Love him. The last movie I can actually look at and go, well, I enjoyed it, was The Lone Ranger, and I know that I'm in the very minority in that.
That
was a stinker.
Then the last actual good one, how about The Tourist? Because I really enjoyed that one, too,
stinker.
Actually.
Come on.
Really?
Rum Diary,
what?
Stinker.
Put your headphones down and walk out.
Okay.
What else?
Then the last really good one was in 2004, Finding Neverland, because if anybody says anything bad about that, they're
wrong. That was a great phenomenal movie. But you know what? You know what made the movie? The Little Boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that was one of the few times Johnny Depp wasn't, like, crazy over the top. He was fantastic.
All right. We got to take a break. Feel free to text the show, 585 Live. 585-5483.
My son is named after Jack.
My old co-host Buck is hanging out with us this morning. When we come back, everybody's favorite thing, slow motion theater.
Yeah!
Do it next.
I may be calling the wrong number, but I wanted to give feedback. The DJs on Star 88 were asking for feedback. So my feedback is excellent radio station, great promotion of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but try not to get hysterical as often.
Take your shoes off and have a seat in the recliner, Steve. That was an Olympic moment.
USA!
Guys, I don't...
All right, hang on.
The loud, hysterical stuff goes too far and loses a lot of people.
Headlines for
we got energy for you.
Like, we end up flipping the station because of the stress of the loud hysteria.
Oh my gosh! Get ready to spend another year regretting every single moment of your life, Steve Owens!
So I'm just asking them to chillax once in a while and not be quite as funny or stop themselves from laughing.
There was, because none of us had met him.
I'm going to puke. Stop it.
Don't puke.
Oh, my gosh.
It's something I suffer from, but I have to work at it so I don't lose my family. Okay? God bless you guys.
Love the Starmie. Just love you guys. 585 Live, feel free to text us, or you can call us up at 338-3700. It is 804.
No, you do it.
I don't know what it is.
It's 83 today.
High today, 83 degrees.
Oh. How are the roads out there?
Traffic!
Looking pretty good. A little slowdown on I-25 southbound, and of course east and west I-40. You know, it's drive time. It's about that time. Other than that, construction work on Central making it impossible, basically from Central at Carlisle all the way down to 98th Street. Some road construction you're going to contend with there. Other than that, no traffic accidents to report. Keep it clear, guys. It's Friday. Let's look at traffic.
Traffic!
Buck, are you watching Narcos on Netflix?
Is the new season out?
Yep. Today. Oh. Have you watched first season?
Yeah.
Great.
You know, our friend Brian is down in Bogota, Colombia.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, him and Donna went down there.
No kidding.
Yep.
So he could do the DEA thing, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So, I don't know, did you hear yesterday we talked to, there's
Florencia.
She's one of the actresses in season two of Narcos. And this is very interesting.
Dude.
Because we were talking to her, and I had asked, well, let me play the clip for you real quick.
Did she give something away?
Well, oh, no. This is pretty nutty.
Yeah.
This happened yesterday. This is real life.
All right.
How much research did you do when you found out you were going to be a part of this? I mean, did you dive in? Did you talk to anybody, you know, that was connected to the real story?
My character was based on this guy, Joe Toth. Loosely based on a man.
What was his name? Say his name again.
Yeah.
This guy, Joe Toth. You know, he was excited to talk about what it was like during that time. It was incredibly, incredibly dangerous for DEA agents.
Florencia, can I stop you for a second?
It still is, but, like, he had a bounty on his head.
He gets bucked all the time.
Six.
Nobody listens to him.
Yeah, it was Joe Toth.
Joe Toth.
Apparently, like, the character that she plays, this DEA agent who was responsible for taking down, what's his face?
Escobar, yo, I don't even watch Escobar. The show.
And it was a guy who actually did it in real life, and his name was Joe Toth.
Huh.
Crazy, right?
Did you get it out that your name was Joe Toth?
Oh, yeah. We did. Finally.
Yeah,
I was able to stop her.
I've turned into you. But yeah. Now, whenever we interview somebody, nobody can hear me.
But I will say this. Yesterday,
how's it feel?
We interviewed Allison Pill.
Who?
Get out, Buck.
She's Allison Pill.
She's from Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, greatest movie of all time. She was in Goon. Did you see Goon?
Yes, I did see
okay.
Goon.
The girlfriend in Goon.
Okay.
She's been in a lot of stuff, actually. So, Yeah, there you go.
Gotcha.
She's fantastic.
She was in Newsroom.
I was nerding out.
I tried to talk to her about Newsroom, and this guy over here wouldn't let me.
And finally, he interjected and said, I'm sorry, can I? Hi, Allison. She goes, yes, Dex. Like, she just stopped. She was very sweet.
She was so sweet. She was wonderful.
She told me she loved me. We got to do nerdy Scott Pilgrim references together. Yeah. I love her. I'm leaving the show at the end of the week.
Yeah, you are.
To pursue my dreams of finding.
Be my assistant.
Speaking of Allison Pill, let's kick off Slow Motion Theater.
Oh, no.
The Morning Invasion brings you Slow Motion Theater.
Oh, the car's on fire. Is it weird that I always think that voice actor right there is Matt Gentry? Because it sounds like Matt Gentry.
I bet it does. Slow Motion Theater, it's everybody's favorite thing.
Favorite bit of the week.
And what we do is we take clips from the show and we slow them down. And we always ask you guys out there, if there's a moment where you think it would be funny to slow-mo, let us know. And you do. And we appreciate it. We're going to kick it off this morning with Allison Pill, who was on the show yesterday from Scott Pilgrim versus the World and the new movie Zoom, and Steve-O geeked out.
You are Kim Pine, and you are in the greatest movie that is ever created. Scott Pilgrim versus the World, favorite movie of all time. I'm not going to lie, I don't really ever geek out. I am freaking out right now.
Yeah, he's been so excited all morning.
It is my all-time favorite movie.
Great. Yay.
Yeah, so
great. That's good to hear.
I pretty much just need the next 10 minutes to be you and I quoting the film. Okay. So if you could just start with Steve-O, you're the salt of the earth.
If your life had a face, I would punch it.
One of my favorite lines. One of my favorite lines.
Oh, Allison Pill. She was so sweet.
Gosh, she's
you missed
the best.
That interview. Hit the podcast. It's up.
No, there. Seriously. It was amazing.
It was really
good. It was
good.
Like my favorite interview.
You know, I'm sure you miss calling my dad up in Montana, right?
Oh, yeah.
We talked to him the other day. It was my parents' 42-year anniversary. 42 years.
That's crazy.
That's a long time.
Yeah. So we called my dad and we decided to slow-mo.
It's okay. The NSA is not listening right now. You can be truthful.
Oh, yeah. I still...
That's the NSA.
Like to look at them.
Yeah. You still like to look at guns.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. As long as you just look.
From far away.
Just you can't touch.
In the stores, never at home.
Yep,
I'm on my way up to work right now, which you're not bothering me at all. I'm on a country road going up to a ranch, and I've got a big project. I spent the whole summer up there cleaning it out, farming. With
what?
Vehicles.
Oh, wow. My dad is hilarious. He doesn't own any guns anymore. He's
really?
Going to vote for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, that's what he said yesterday,
and,
or 2 days ago.
Yeah, yeah.
He's okay.
Straight and narrow path for me.
Yeah,
dad. Yeah.
Right.
He's doing great.
Yeah. Also, the NSA is always listening, so.
Let me ask you a question, Buck. Are you a one-knife or two-knifer?
Two.
Two-knifer when it comes to peanut butter and jelly?
Two-knifer. Yeah. Oh, I'm a one-knifer.
One on each side.
Doesn't... Okay. Well, we had the conversation the other day about if we're a one-knife or two-knifer.
Great.
And here it is, slow-mode. It's not just one way to make a PB&J, Steve-O.
Some cretin on the live line chimed in and said banana slices with your PB&J. You need to leave. You choose one or the other. There is no both.
There is both.
There is
no all of that
both
together.
In this universe.
How about you take that PB&J
after a long night?
And
just deep fry.
Man,
why don't you just whip up some pancake batter, dunk that PB&J in the pancake batter, and then go ahead and just drop it in the deep fryer.
Okay.
I think I'm
Am I the only one in here that does not put peanut butter on both sides?
Oh my gosh.
Like, you guys put peanut butter
out.
On both
Have
sides?
Have you tried it?
No, because it's all right. You're doing the... Oh, you got the peanut butter stuck to the roof of your mouth. You're
really
doubling
don't.
The PB.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, that's good.
Yeah.
It makes us realize we are just idiots.
Yeah.
And
pretty much
when you slow it down like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It honestly makes me think about the way I articulate, and it makes me want to slow down because I talk so fast that I kind of just jumble over words because I'm going so fast. But when you slow it down, it just kind of sounds bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how many months ago we slow-mo'd Buck.
Oh, man.
You slow-mo'd me?
Yeah. It was one of the first times you came in to do the show with us. And, yeah, people loved it.
Hey, Buck, what level are you on Pokemon Go?
Oh, maybe you're on the phone, I guess.
What?
Pokemon Go. I know
Buck.
You love video games.
No, but
don't.
Oh, just a gamer.
Buck will love this game.
Don't do this.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Tell
I'm
Dex.
Playing CRF drag racing right now.
Exactly.
Man.
Tell him, Dex.
Don't get
what he's won.
Sucked into this.
No. Listen, you get sucked in because you work in real estate, which means you travel around the city all the time. Pokemon Go is the latest and greatest app.
No.
It's free, and you actually catch Pokemon in real life.
You're turning me into some kind of crazy person.
Okay, maybe a little, but I will tell you it's a lot of fun, am I right?
Okay. Is this anything like hunting for snipes? Because
yes.
I have a feeling you're
that
trying to
exactly
get one over on me.
No, I promise you. Here, you know what?
But
because we're friends, I'm going to send you the link to the App Store
it's
right
now. It's me, Teo. I'm trying to help you on your birthday. Don't listen to either of these guys.
You know what you sound like? Remember when you had surgery and you called?
That's
you
what
called
I was me? Thinking, yeah.
That's what you sounded like.
Right after I woke up from surgery.
Is that when
Gosh.
You got your septum done?
Dude.
Yeah, gosh.
Glad you're better.
Mm-hmm.
Glad you're better.
Mm-hmm.
That day job, man. Just
awesome.
The Morning Invasion
slow motion
brings you Slow Motion
Theater. The car's on fire. The car just blew up.
Beautiful one. Yes. There you go. I got to do one where you're in the studio with us. I thought I had done one where Buck was in the studio. I'm going to have to do that next week.
Okay.
I'll do.
I mean, we'll have plenty of time.
I'll do this one where you're hanging out with us.
All right. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. We don't need to talk about anything. We'll just talk about whatever.
I'll speak even slower then. So when
oh,
you
man.
Go
it would be terrible.
Slow it down.
Let's have a solid discussion because, you know, we ignited the live line with Tim Burton and Johnny Depp to a point where those were fighting words, apparently. Because everyone knows,
you know,
today my favorite person is celebrating his 52nd birthday. He's the greatest actor that's ever lived.
Oh, you guys are
greatest actor that's ever
no.
lived.
Well, I wouldn't say
he
greatest,
is a horrible
name.
He is
actors.
A horrible actor. No. He's right Keanu. Up there with Vin Diesel, and he is a terrible actor.
Keanu wow. is the greatest actor of all time.
Man,
he's my fave.
He's not the greatest, but he's a great actor.
Nah, he's pretty terrible actually. But I
Take
love
it back.
Him.
He's not.
Dude, he's my fave, and I am willing to admit.
What are you talking
he's
about?
Not the greatest actor of all time.
Flip flopper. You
he's
love
not
Keanu
the greatest.
Reeves.
I think the greatest actor love. Of all time. That's a big heavy discussion we can't have now. But Daniel Day Lewis is on that list because he's brilliant. Mm-hmm. There are actors who are
Ian
I think.
McShane.
Oh yeah, actually, well, I wouldn't say greatest of all time, but he's definitely
he's great.
He just has that. He's a great Here, character actor.
Who's the Ian best McShane. Actor in Hollywood right
Vin
now?
Diesel.
No, shut up.
Stop it. And I wouldn't even say it's Keanu.
You know who the highest paid actor is right now in Hollywood?
Actor or actress?
The
Rock. Well, they're all called actors now.
The Rock.
Oh, then I'm going to say Jennifer Lawrence. Oh, that's right. I knew this. We just did this.
You're
right.
You Gamer?
Who isn't the greatest actor of all time?
He's a gamer on HBO?
Ballers?
Ball video. You know, Gamer, Ballers.
Gamer was a film starring Keith Jardine.
That they did here.
That they filmed
they
here.
Did that here.
One of the first
McCurdy.
Big productions they did here.
Yeah.
It was a terrible movie, too.
Yeah, I never saw
Ballers,
it.
Ballers, yes.
Michael C. Hall was in that movie.
Yes, he was.
The Rock's, I guess, a better actor than I was expecting, but I still don't think he's the greatest
He's actually
actor.
Turning into a pretty good actor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Surprisingly. But, so, I mean, look at the guy. I mean, he sets his mind to something, and he does it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, actual greatest actor of our time right now, I don't know. Because I love Keanu, but it's mostly just kind of comic. I say that comically because of like Point Break and Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Although I loved John Wick. I loved
John
Wick.
John Wick was a pretty good movie. And
I can't
think
wait
the
for
reason
the
why
one.
It was such a good movie was because I think he literally had like 10 lines in the movie.
Well, it was like, dude. Well,
he really didn't
whoa,
speak a whole lot in
that movie.
That's
my dog.
That's true.
Yeah.
Seriously,
he killed
did.
A bunch
he,
of
he didn't
yeah.
have a... lot
yeah,
to say.
That's true.
But he was, man, he was menacing. He was amazing. I will say this. I really want to see Bloodfather, your new movie. It looks really amazing.
That actually looks pretty good.
Yeah. You have his beard going on right
I
now.
I do.
You and Mel.
I do.
I think he's a brilliant actor. I really do. I love Mel Gibson.
I think right now, if I had to say probably best actors in the business right now.
Mark Hamill.
Benedict Cumberbatch is probably the best,
no,
I think.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Right. I cannot wait to see Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
I think Robert Downey Jr. gets a bad rap because he's basically Tony Stark, but he is the reason why the comic book film industry is alive and well, because he made a little movie called Iron Man and people were going, "What is this?" And then he nailed that role and it has exploded into what we have now. Now, some would say like Christopher Nolan Batman films, but
those were pretty good.
No, they weren't.
Yes,
Christian Bale
were.
Was a terrible Batman.
I wish he would speak a little bit more clearly, but those were good movies.
Oh, his Batman.
Why are you trying to kill me?
However, I would argue that Ben Affleck, not only is he a better Batman, but I think a better actor. With movies like The Town, Argo.
Yeah, he's pretty
you're
good.
Saying
he is incredible.
Ben Affleck is a better actor than Christian Bale?
Yeah, I just said it.
I think they're on the same plane.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally serious, too.
You know who else I really like, too, is Idris Elba.
Oh, dude, yes.
Been trying to get him to watch Luther.
Does that mean I can say Matt Damon and not get in trouble? Because I loved The Martian. I think he's a fantastic
actor. That was a good
movie.
Yeah.
That was a
great movie.
Matt Damon's really good.
I really do
he's
like...
He's better than Ben Affleck.
I do like Ben Affleck's newer film, so I did love Argo. I did love The Town.
Argo was a great movie. Town was good.
He's fantastic with what he's been given so far. I'm really looking forward to the solo Batman film.
They just need to stay away from Kevin Smith, and they'll be all right.
Yeah, that's true.
Dude. Yeah. Man, that's a tough question.
Mallrats was pretty good, though.
My son's name is Brody for a reason, man.
I thought that was the OC.
No, dude. Ugh, I've never seen that show.
Really?
I'm serious.
Right,
I've never seen that show.
I'm second season deep.
Yeah,
into the
Jason
OC
Lee's
right
character
now.
In Mallrats was Brody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. On the live line, people are like, boom, boom, boom. First of all, Bloodfather is terrible. Oh, no.
Is it already out?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I haven't seen
Sadly,
it.
Sadly, it hit theaters a few weeks ago and it released on iTunes this week.
Oh, really?
2 weeks in the theaters. Oh. And then it just got swept under the rug and they already put it out on iTunes.
I feel like there was no promotion for that.
There was no promotion.
I saw some little ranking or whatever and it gave it like an 8.0.
Hmm.
Like an IMDb rating or something.
Wow. Chime in from Tucson on the live line. What about the actor that played the evil villain in the new Tarzan film? Yes, Christoph Waltz is one of the very best.
Waltz is a good actor.
Gosh.
He's a super good actor.
Leo, somebody said Leo. Bloodfather's terrible. Good.
It was okay. He's kind of an overactor. He's turning into an overactor.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves was the best character in the movie Keanu. I haven't seen that, man. But I heard his appearance is
Key
amazing.
Yeah.
Heard his... He really is...
Is he really?
Yeah, he voices the... I'm probably ruining it for anybody who actually wanted to see that movie. There's either a drug-induced or a dream sequence where Keanu Reeves actually voiced the cat Keanu.
Wow. That's amazing.
For that film. So another reason why I love... I actually really like Keanu Reeves more for his off-screen stuff.
Yeah.
Because... he knew that The Matrix wasn't like this Oscar-winning achievement. However, did you know that he donated his salary to like the visual effects departments and all of it? Like he is a giver. Like
you see
real life stories about this dude.
He's had a tough life.
He has had a tragic life.
He's a great guy.
Oh, tragic life. And yet he's one of those dudes that just perseveres and is so giving and humble.
I've seen some movies of his that I like. Loved Point Break.
Point Break. Did you see the new one?
Fun movie. Yeah, it was terrible.
Oh, okay, thank you. I haven't seen it. And
terrible.
I refuse
no,
to.
No, you don't
need boycott.
I loved it halfway point of the movie, and then the end was terrible.
Yeah. I don't even think I finished it.
Yeah, you don't need to.
Are you done over there, Steve-O? You just kind of stopped and started messing with your phone.
I'm getting texts in on like, I got another DiCaprio, Meryl Streep. Yes, about Robert Downey Jr.
Julia Roberts.
What? When was the last time she did anything?
I don't know.
Are you serious? Did you just
Meryl
say that?
Meryl Streep. Someone's in Meryl Streep.
Yeah, Meryl Streep still gets nominated for an Oscar like every year. Yeah.
Kathy Bates.
What was the last time she did anything?
She was just in, what was she in? I think she was in a TV show, like some HBO show or something. Oh, no. She's in American Horror Story.
I don't watch that. That's filth.
Yeah.
Check yourself, bud.
You were so serious really? About that. What about Ryan Reynolds? Can I put Ryan Reynolds on that list? Because I think he's hilarious.
You know what? He's a great call. He's a great comedic actor.
Did you see, and it wasn't like an Oscar film or anything, but did you guys see Criminal came out this year?
No.
Oh, dude. Yeah, it was one of those that kind of got like brushed right on over. Let me just tell you the cast real quick. Gary Oldman, Tommy Lee Jones, Kevin Costner, Ryan Reynolds.
I did see that.
Did you see the film?
Yeah.
I loved
that
movie.
Good. Yeah.
But
it's entertaining.
I guess apparently I just love actors that I grew up with because I love Kevin Costner. And I know like he's not the best actor, but
Eddie Murphy. People you grew up with.
Eddie Murphy.
Bill Cosby.
You need to leave. Oh my gosh. Amazing. Amazing. I'm looking at like top films of 2016 because you know who's also very underrated is Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
He's an incredible actor.
Did you, going back to something Dex said, so Ballers.
Yeah.
The guy who plays the receiver, Ricky Jarrett, Denzel Washington's son.
No way.
What?
Yeah.
Who could arguably be the greatest actor.
When you watch another episode, listen to his voice. He sounds exactly like his dad.
Wow. Oh,
okay. Exactly.
All right. Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. I mean, you just said Denzel, but I feel like that was like the previous gen.
Yeah.
But he is one of the great. Michael Fassbender, there he is.
Mark Wahlberg, one of the greats.
Hey, don't you say anything negative about that man. Don't you? Yeah, well. Liam Neeson. I mean, come on.
He's had a resurgence.
He really has.
Since he made Excalibur in 1981.
Dude, are you kidding me? He's amazing.
He's bounced back.
Did you see him in Ted 2?
Yes, I did.
Dude, he was
hilarious.
He was! No.
Buying his box of cereal.
Yes! Best scene of the whole terrible movie.
That's good.
Oh,
Buck's hanging out with us. If you'd like to text into the show, it's 585-LIVE.
Can we take some calls or something? Yeah. I feel like we're burning good time here.
Here's the thing.
Burning
our
good
time.
Our text
messaging is, it's been a bittersweet situation because...
People don't call now,
true.
They text.
Yeah, dude, live line's blowing up. I got like 20 more to read right now.
People would rather text us than call, so our...
I feel like we should do like what's really going on with people and give some advice or something.
Hey, let's do it.
Quite sad we didn't say Cranston because multiple people have chimed in with
Cranston's
Bryan Cranston.
Good, yeah.
He's brilliant. Tom right. Hardy.
So when we come back here, we're going to open up the phone lines, 338-3700. What's going on with you? Buck's here. You want to say hello? Feel free. 338-3700. We'll take your phone calls when we come back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao. What's going on in the news today?
Hurricane Hermine is getting stronger as it swirls toward the Florida panhandle. Governor Rick Scott also warning that some places could get up to 20 inches of rain.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and Blazing Saddles are headed back to the theaters. AMC playing both titles across the country, with Willy Wonka starting at 5 p.m. and Blazing Saddles at 7:30. We'll be paying only $5 for the films. You can purchase those tickets online as well.
SpaceX is investigating the cause of an explosion. Destroyed a Falcon 9 rocket at Cape Canaveral in Florida.
Some of the conservative Hispanics who've been advising Donald Trump are abandoning ship.
In a joint statement, retired four-star generals Bob Sennewald and David Maddox announced their support for Clinton.
Spacecraft has found what officials believe to be an inactive volcano on the surface of the largest object in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. NASA says the Dawn spacecraft discovered the volcano about half as tall as Mount Everest on the surface of the dwarf planet Cirrus.
Good morning.
No.
837. Hello.
Hi. Today, 83 degrees.
Road's good out there. Let's call it Tao.
Well, that's because he's our traffic guy normally.
Sadly, an accident to report Paseo Norte East at Jefferson. It was reported about 10 minutes ago, so expect delays if you are traveling eastbound Paseo del Norte on your travel this morning. Maybe you want to take, I don't know, Montaño,
Alameda.
Got a couple options for you, you West Siders. Other than that, the roads are looking pretty good elsewhere. Don't forget about that central construction from Carlisle all the way down to 98th, making it slow going on that road. That's your look at traffic.
Do not do anything stupid. You are controlling a vehicle.
Yeah.
That's your look at traffic.
Yeah.
Thank you, Teo.
Traffic! Miss you, Teo.
Okay, phone lines are open. We know you all love to text, but yeah. Buck is here, and he wants to actually talk to you. Because he's old school like that.
Phone lines blew up like when we're talking about good actors.
Yeah, what's going on with you guys out there? 338-3700. 338-3700. You can call right now because we've got the lines wide open.
Somebody has to clarify what's so special about the actors we're listing. What do they have in common that makes them, quote, good actors? Is it their body of work? Because that is a, she
well,
or he,
I mean, if you
it's
look
a
at
very
some,
subjective.
Yeah, if you look at somebody's entire body of work, you know, then you could say, okay.
Most
I mean,
people have a couple
then,
stinkers.
Then the categories, of course, then the category is going to be open even wider because then you're going to be looking at like Al Pacino, Robert De Niro.
Man.
You're going to add the heavy hitters in there, Jack Nicholson.
Daniel Day-Lewis to me is a very heavy hitter.
Yeah. So
I think he's one of the greatest.
I mean, if you go entire
time.
Body of work, we're talking about, what I'm talking about specifically is over the past, say, 3 years.
Okay.
Who are the actors that are really doing it out there right now?
Ryan, Will Smith,
The Rock,
Matt Damon,
Vin Diesel.
Gosh, guys, we just had a comprehensive, comprehensive list. I really do think Michael Fassbender is probably one of the better actors of this generation.
Yeah.
He's incredible. Even in his role as Magneto, which I hated the last X-Men movie. But even with that role, he shines, man. He's an incredible
he's a good
actor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm even looking forward to the Assassin's Creed film, and I'm not necessarily a fan of
it. Did you
see
the trailer to that?
Yeah.
No.
Looks really good.
I'm not going to watch it.
Sure you will.
What's the... Name me a good video game movie.
Wait.
I know one here. Hold on. I got one.
You go ahead.
Come on. What do you got? Pitfall? Pac-Man?
Super Mario Brothers?
Terrible. Okay. John Leguizamo. It was awful. It was a stinker.
Yeah.
Did anybody see Warcraft?
No,
I did not.
No, okay.
And there's a reason for that.
Again, phone lines are wide open if you want to call.
Prince of Persia.
No, that was terrible.
Oh, that was a huge bust for them because what did Disney spend on that movie? Like $100 million or something like that.
Which is funny. Maybe it's just because I have kids. I always, like Lone Ranger, Prince of Persia. What was the other space movie?
Cowboys.
The dude from Mars.
It was an old, like, 1910 novel or something like that. I know what you're talking about. It was very Star Wars-esque.
Gosh, why am I failing on this one? I mean, the movie,
because it tanked.
Movie flopped. I loved that movie.
I heard it was actually, I didn't watch it, but I heard it was a really good movie.
It was a really good movie. Yeah. But that's what happens. It's Disney, and so, of course, it's like, we spent $200 jillion on this, you know? And then, of course, it's going to flop.
Well, that's because they have more money than our country does. Disney does.
Yeah. I'm looking at video game movies, and you're right. Like, sadly, there's not a whole lot. Ah, you know, I would say this because I loved both of them, but the last great video game movie would probably
Street Fighter.
Be... No, I was going to say Tron Legacy. Yeah.
And that was...
Dude, Jeff Bridges just owns ever. I love him. He's an incredible actor.
Mortal Kombat was a pretty good movie.
Okay, you need to leave. You need to leave.
338-3700. Good morning.
Dex took my answer. Mortal Kombat.
See?
Oh, gosh.
See,
go away.
Agree.
Go away.
Terrible.
Hang up on yourself.
I can't say that.
No. You hang up on yourself because Dex is a...
Hey, do me a favor. Tell me. Does this sound like somebody hanging up on you?
Ooh. That was pretty good. I'm not going to lie. Okay, best video game movie of all time, which isn't necessarily a video game movie, but I'm going to count it because there's so many references.
Tomb Raider.
Wreck-It Ralph. Was phenomenal.
Well, Wreck-It Ralph was a good movie, although
phenomenal.
It was about a fictional video game.
Yes.
But
I mean, you've got
they
you've
incorporated
got so many great. That movie is still one of my favorites.
It's a great movie.
Gosh, it's so good. So that's the one, but it's not based on a property.
I did like the Tomb Raider movies. I did. I'm sorry.
Gosh, no, really. You
that's
need to
not
leave.
A joke.
I never saw any of them. Never saw any of them. So I guess I can't judge you, but I just did in my brain.
It's got Angelina Jolie as Lara Croft.
Mm-mm.
You can't go wrong.
Mm-mm.
338-3700. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. What did you guys think about Gamer? Did you guys ever see Gamer?
Did see Gamer. You know what? I thought it was an entertaining movie. It wasn't a... by. What happened? I don't think it was by any means.
She was like,
Yeah, I think she was hanging up to here. I think it was an entertaining movie. You see, here's what you have to do with movies. You have to limit your expectations, okay? Because you're going to have a lot of sixes and sevens out there, all right? Five, sixes, and sevens. Once you get above a seven as far as movie quality, yeah, they're kind of rare, you know? Yeah. And then you get the unicorns that are eight and a half, nines.
All right. Dude, our live line just blew up.
You can't do that. We're taking phone calls right now.
Okay, so.
Hello.
Hi, it's me again.
It's you. We lost you.
Okay. Accidentally hung up.
That's okay. We just answered it. Go back and listen to the podcast. Bye.
Wow, no.
I'm just kidding.
No, you know we said it. What I said about Gamer was I thought Gamer was an entertaining movie. I didn't think by any means it was a smash blockbuster, but I mean, if you've got 90 minutes to kill on a Friday night, you know, pull it up on Netflix and watch it.
I really enjoyed that movie, but okay.
Hey, I said I enjoyed it too. I said it was entertaining.
Yeah. Oh. It had one of the greatest actors of our time,
Keith
Gerard
Jardine.
Butler.
Oh. Keith Jardine.
Keith Jardine was in that movie.
But I wanted to hear the, oh my God, I totally forgot about that movie, but it's okay.
Yeah, sorry.
So the other thing you guys were bringing up was what's going on?
Yes.
That was kind of another question.
Yeah,
what's going on with you?
What do you need help with? How can we help you?
Oh, geez. So it's a relationship thing.
Okay.
And
you love this.
I just feel like I need to go a different direction. But recently...
Are you married or dating?
Oh, just dating.
Okay. How long?
2 years.
Oh, yeah. If you feel like you need to go a different direction and you're not married at this point, you probably do need to go a different direction.
Yeah, but why? Why? What are the reasons?
She's
missing a thumb. I don't know.
So, when we had first met, there was medicinal use of marijuana, and slowly the medicinal kind of went away, and it was just a little bit more, and I just feel like I've gotten into a situation where he's gotten really comfortable, and I've never been comfortable, and I saw the benefits for him, and I was thinking on a medical side, and I don't know. I've never been comfortable around it. I don't use. I don't even drink. And
why not? Is it conscious for you? Is it why don't you? Why don't you drink?
I don't drink because I had an alcohol issue.
Okay.
And I've been sober now for 3 years.
Good
so
for you.
So obviously, being, you know, near a substance that can be, quote, addicting, I mean, and we could fight for hours on that, whether or not weed is actually, I mean,
right.
We really could. But being around a substance like that makes you uncomfortable anyways. I would immediately chime in and say, you need to roll. Like, you just need to not be a part of that, because that's something that will never change for you. Because if you have had an addiction in the past and this person just has no care about that and is flippantly using a recreational drug, I mean, how
but
much
But it's not recreational for this guy. He's medical.
Ah,
says.
Really? Is
what's,
it really
what's
medical?
The medical condition for the guy?
Glaucoma.
However, there's no card anymore, and that terrifies me, because when we first met,
oh, so now it's
me.
Just yeah. Illegal use
now, it's totally just
yes
illegal use.
Okay.
And I just feel like I said I've got to
next
come
level.
So far
yeah
that
you know,
let me
just stop you right there and kind of give you a little thought.
Two letters
when
go.
You're young in recovery, which you are. I mean, I know 3 years is a long time, but you're still fairly young in recovery, as far as, you know, putting some time between you and an alcohol problem. I think that, I mean, I think obviously you need to have a conversation with the dude. I mean, are you still happy with him minus that?
I am. I just, that has just taken such a front seat to making accommodations for it when we go places.
So things
time frame,
right?
It's like,
okay.
Well, yeah. I have to be here for this, and you know, and I'm just like, it just takes a huge chunk out of, and I'm just scared that someone's going to smell it or notice something, or it's just, it's so uncomfortable all the time. But I do, he's a great man. He treats me wonderfully. He's been going to church with me, and that's the other thing. And we have a good time together, but there's just these parts where it's like when he's using, I'm just like looking out the window like, so I gotta go.
This is Steve-O, and I don't mean to cut you off, but I want to say something very, very real, because you just touched on something that's near and dear to my heart. My father died when I was young, and my mom, a beautiful little Baptist lady, was busy raising three kids on her own, but also like in the dating world. And she would somehow attach herself to these loser dudes who weren't believers, who had a cocaine addiction one, who was an ex-con one, who was one of the angriest dudes it's still ever been in my life. These horrible men, but she could never, quote, leave, because she always said, but I just, they're starting to go to church, and I want them to just know Jesus. And it was like, Mom, you are putting your children in danger. You are doing stupid things because you think you're their savior. Let me just bluntly put it. You're not this dude's savior. Like, you're not. And sticking around in a relationship, even though your conscience is telling you, like, man, I'm uncomfortable about this. He's doing illegal things by using drugs. But thinking like, but he's going to church with me, and I just don't want him to not love Jesus because it all hinges on me and our relationship, it's a load of crock. Like, that's not.
Yeah. And something I want you to think about too in this situation is, you know, you really have to, and this is something for him that he's going to have to figure out. Is he a Christian? I mean, you said he's going to church, but is he legitimately a Christian dude?
No, like,
okay.
He started going because I was going, and there's part of me that thinks that it was just the part of, you know, another way to hook me and reel me back in and feel like, you know, I'm such an important part that I'm going to go to church with you. I mean, it's really hard in service because I just want to worship and I just want to enjoy church. I look forward to church, and he just sits there during worship, and he's just like uncomfortable. He's moving around in the seat, like, and I want to help him, but at the same time, I feel like my relationship with God is suffering, and
well, that's on
where
you.
My mind is.
Yeah,
and where my mind is not, it's not right, and. Yeah.
Well, okay, so
really
you've answered your question like six times.
Yeah, so just to clarify something for you, you cannot expect anything else out of this man, all right, because he is not a follower of Jesus.
Yeah.
All right, so in his mind, in his heart, there's nothing wrong with what he's doing.
Right.
Okay? So, I mean, you can't be surprised at what's going on because he doesn't know any better. You know, he does not have the Holy Spirit inside of him indwelling, you know, guiding him. And you can't expect more out of him because he's not a Christian dude.
Hmm. Well, I appreciate you guys. I really think that I needed to just have that said to me because I've, you know, my own mind, I just start making excuses and what if it to death. And I just. I'm really glad that I got through to you guys to talk to you today, and I really, really, really honestly value your opinions, and you guys are the reasons why I went back to church, and I absolutely love Calvary Knob Hill. So
thank you.
Let me one more quick thing real quick. How old are you?
I'm 36.
Where are the dudes in your life? Where's your dad, brothers, Christian dudes who can help, who can, you know, help you in this stuff too? You need to lean on them as well.
Yeah,
whether it's a pastor or church,
my dad and I, our relationship is virtually non-existent. My brothers don't really go to church. I mean, they're there for me at any moment, any time, but they don't really go to church. But I do have a few friends that I know through work that have invited me to other locations, And I know I can reach out to the church as well.
Yeah, we have connection groups.
I was going to say, we have connect groups, and being a part of Calvary Knob Hill, obviously, like, you know how to get involved. You know how to get connected.
Jump in.
Don't kid yourself. You are smarter than you are giving yourself credit for. I think you know the situation very well. I think you have an understanding. Yes. I'm so thankful that you called in this morning.
Now you know what to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, the good news is God is speaking to you. Obviously, you are led by the Holy Spirit, and He has been instructing you and guiding you. But sometimes, let's be real, it sucks doing the right thing. It's difficult making those hard decisions. It's not always easy. But man, that's where God's strength comes in, because obviously you had the strength to call in this morning. And I think you know what you need to do and what you should do. And so now it's that chance to take that step.
Yep.
There you go.
Absolutely. Thank you guys again. Have a beautiful, wonderful, blessed morning.
Hey, you too. God bless you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
338-3700.
So who's your favorite actor? Am I right?
Who's your favorite actor?
Oh, man.
Man, we have to help somebody.
That was like old school Buck and Dex, right?
Yeah.
Man, okay, that was cool. Why couldn't it be old school like Shock Therapy Live or something like that?
Because we were doing that way before you did Shock Therapy.
Yeah. Oh, whatever.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
When did you start doing Shock
Therapy? I've been in radio longer than you've been saved. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
Oh, that is true.
Been doing this a while, man. We got to go to break because I'm going to cut Buck.
Okay. Feel free to call.
That'll be on the camera, too. You guys watch. It's going to be neat.
Sorry, 88.FM. Just shanking him.
Tell us what's going on. Maybe you need help. Buck is here.
That was amazing. Dan, I'm glad you're here, man.
That was stellar.
You're a star. You're a star. Yeah, yeah, you are a star. Wow, wow, you're super special. Just the way you are.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Yeah, yeah, you're a star.
It is 9:05. Good morning.
Hi, today, 83 degrees.
How are the roads out there? Traffic.
Well, unfortunately, that accident on Paseo and Jefferson is causing quite the backup. A Starmy member on the live line chimed in, letting us know that it has actually caused the freeway to boil down to just one lane. So, very, very slow going on Paseo. We obviously recommend checking out Alameda or Montaño if you're heading east. Other than that, the roads are clear elsewhere. The Big Eye, you know, pretty good. It's all green. Mm. Yeah, let's hear a look at traffic.
Traffic!
338-3700. Phone lines are open. Buck is here, and he is just kind of catching everybody up on his life, you know. He's got a beautiful family.
Mm. Baby Cash just had his first birthday on the 22nd.
Baby Cash.
He's very handsome.
He is handsome.
Yeah. Man, looks nothing like me. Him and Ella, they're like twins. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
How are your daughters? Are they okay? Because they are little monsters. They just
terrors,
man.
Why don't you just be a little more honest about the situation?
Man, you were just in for it. I'm so sorry.
Oh, they're good kids, man. The thing about them is they actually listen really well.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Sophie's the energetic one.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's the one with all the energy. Ella is the sensitive one.
Isn't it weird how they all just have different personalities?
Yeah, and Cash is just a little bulldozer.
Yeah.
Yeah. He falls off the couch, lands on his head, and just pops back up. It's like, what?
That's awesome.
What happened?
That's good. Yeah. So Buck's hanging out. If you'd like to talk to Buck or just us, maybe you have something going on.
Not them. Just me.
Okay.
I don't get to show up here very often.
That's very true.
338-3700. We used to do a thing on our old show called What's Going On. And you guys would just call in with things going on in your life that you wanted to share.
Did you play Marvin Gaye?
What's going on?
Thank you. Yeah.
No. What's going on? That would be really loud.
Brother, brother. Come on, Dexter. There's too many of you dying.
I actually have that on my phone.
Yeah, just...
We've got to find a way to bring some Buck in here today.
He kind of does this all the time. All the time.
You just bust out in song like that?
Yep. All the time.
Broadway wants you.
Dude.
But, you know.
I mean, I'm going to be in Brooklyn next month. Maybe
probably
I'll just
make
stay.
More money.
Maybe I'll just stay.
I need $300, Buck, so I can go to Brooklyn.
No.
You want me to sponsor you?
Will you sponsor me? Will you sponsor a child? I'm in need.
Teo and I are going to Brooklyn for a week for New York Comic Con, and he's very sad.
I just need a plane ticket. I don't need anything.
This is
else.
His fault. Like when we signed up, when we signed up for press passes and to get ready and to take care of everything, we said, Dexter, New York Comic Con. It's the biggest of the big.
So you have to pay for yourself to go out there?
Yeah. Yeah, because I mean we're covering it, but we're covering it for here,
selfish
for
reasons.
Facebook, for whatever.
Right.
You know, YouTube. Honestly, we wanted to go out and have a vacation. And he said, Leslie and I have never been to New York, and I can't go to New York without my wife for my first New York visit.
Then I realized my wife and I will probably never go to New York.
Oh, that's what you get?
So I should go.
You can buy, man, I just saw this thing the other day. Depending on when you travel.
Remember, we're non-com.
No, I know. Depending on when you travel, there are airlines right now that will, I saw it yesterday, I think October, November, you can buy round-trip tickets to New York for like $150.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, it's ridiculous right
can
now.
Can I have
$150? No, dude.
Yeah. I don't want to go to Comic-Con. I just want to go so I can hang out.
Why wouldn't you want to go to Comic-Con?
I don't care. I want to go to Brooklyn.
Dude,
I want to go
right?
to New York
Carrie
City.
Fisher's going to be
been.
There. Nice. We're working on interviews with some pretty amazing actors.
I want to go see where actresses. The TRL studios are.
John Bernthal's going to be there. He portrayed the Punisher in the new Daredevil season 2. He was also Shane from Walking Dead. He's going to be there.
His role was amazing.
And, oh, my gosh. So good, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And everything.
Perfect.
He's a phenomenal actor. I'm excited.
338-3700. Feel free to give us a call.
Roswell just chimed in on the live one and said, slow-mo theater, 2 hours late.
Yep, hit the podcast.
Yeah.
It was a good one.
It was really good.
We slow-moed some great things.
Have we ever done slow-motion theater in the 9 o'clock hour?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was wondering. We do it every week. Just wasn't sure.
Oh.
Wasn't sure.
I just got somebody tweeted.
Huh?
If you guys want to follow me on Twitter, at EdgyBuck.
Mm.
Listening to you right now. Stream at Star 88.
Okay, I'm like,
you seem to be the sanest voice of the bunch.
Sanest?
Yeah.
That's because you got a day job. You have an office now.
I do have an office.
Do you have like a little placard that says Buck?
No. I actually thought about getting some of
you
those.
You really?
Though.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's the point of getting a stupid normal job. You get to dress all sharp. You got
this
the little thing
dress,
that's
though.
Got your name on
this
it.
This is literally my uniform. I'm totally like the anti-realtor.
I'm down with
it. We have to
it.
Dress up here. I can't wear shorts.
You can't wear shorts?
No.
Seriously?
No tank tops.
No tank tops.
It's terrible.
Do women have to wear skirts down past their ankles?
Oh, they're fine wearing dresses. And I mean, I could wear a dress. Our HR department said, if you want to wear a dress, but you can't
should.
Wear shorts.
Yeah, that would be a little odd.
Remember the guy that we did a story on and we talked to him? He lived in like Louisiana and he did yard work for people. He would mow yards.
Yeah.
And he got himself a little skirt to wear because of all the sweating issues that he had.
Oh.
So he was cutting lawns in the skirt, like this little rideable lawnmower that he had, but he would wear a skirt.
Yep.
Was his business called Scotland Yards? It was like a kilt. It was like he did yard work.
He had to wear Spanx under it, though.
Yep. Yep. It's a different different monster over here.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I'm going to wear
do
a
you have
kilt.
To cover your tattoos?
Yep.
No.
Got to cover
no,
our
we
tattoos.
Do not. Stop yeah. it.
Yep. And
that is a lie.
What?
He did. That was a lie.
You have to cut your hair a certain length. And
that is also a lie. Stop it!
Just kidding.
It's
but
pretty,
we can't wear shorts.
It's casual.
Crystal!
It's casual Friday.
Crystal, if that is your real name.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think it is.
I mean, yeah, it actually makes sense. I mean, it's not like we live in the desert or anything, you know, and it's 100 degrees.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get why you shouldn't wear shorts.
Yeah.
But that's why God invented air conditioning.
Because yeah, thank you, Skip Heitzig.
That's actually what he told us.
Yeah, we had
we
the
straight up. We went to the top.
We went
we
to
said,
the top.
Skip, come on, yeah. man.
We're like,
come on, bro.
What do you think about not
shorts,
being able to wear
man.
Shorts at work? And he goes, well, there is air conditioning.
That's why God invented air conditioning.
Okay,
we're not suffering by
I guess
any
we'll
means.
Just move on from this conversation.
Okay.
You guys got Bible shame.
We did.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's our biggest complaint at our job. It just
you
gets
know,
warm and we can't wait. I know.
You know
we have the best
you
job.
You guys have
that's
total
a big
first world problems, man. I mean,
have two pairs of jeans. I've wore these jeans for a week straight.
Yeah.
They're very stinky.
I was wondering what that was.
Yeah.
My pants.
No, you don't have to wonder ever. It's
pants.
Always.
I have like
10
pairs of shorts, but two pairs of pants. It's terrible.
I believe in you, buddy.
Yeah. Just miss them. I miss my stretchy shorts.
Keep getting like random phone calls. What happened to the days of cell phones not being able to be like called by telemarketers?
Yeah.
When did that change?
Yeah.
So something interesting. Right now on my phone, I have the new iOS 10.
Oh, you do?
Yes. And something strange was happening the other day. I was sending a text message to somebody, and confetti exploded at the top of my screen.
What?
And ran down.
Well, I want that update.
Because I think I like said congratulations or something like that. And when you key in certain words now, there are little things that will happen that are animated on your phone in this new iOS 10.
Huh. Do you just have a regular 6?
6S.
Oh.
But I have the beta. So, you know, I'm basically like beta. I'm one of the beta testers for Apple. They send it out to a ton of people, and you report bugs and whatnot.
Well,
and
how'd you get that?
You know some people.
Whatever. You're a tester.
Shout out to Silver City, New Mexico.
What's up, Silver City?
Chiming in on the live line. They're watching us like stalkers on our webcam.
Are they?
They said, I think Steve-O is going for the Alvy from Kingdom look.
He looked like Tom Brady yesterday. It was awesome.
Alvy is Frank Grillo on the show Kingdom. And hilariously enough, Dave Gatt, owner guy there. He's who cut it. Who actually finally cut my hair. Yeah. And I gave him a photo of Frank Grillo and said, bruh, do this. Apparently
Brady.
He nailed it because,
Tom Brady.
He did not give me the Tom Brady.
Yeah, but if you don't have any product in it, you look like Tom Brady.
Yeah. How's your football team going to fare this year, by the way?
Are you kidding me? I think we're going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
I always like get excited though. So that's my problem. I need to not be too excited this year.
I'm wondering,
Jameis is going to shine.
I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan.
I'm sorry.
As you know.
Oh man.
I know.
You still are?
I do know.
Oh, of course,
always. Come on.
And of course, I'm pretty confident we're going to win the division this year.
Yeah. But that's because your division is terrible, my friend.
No, they're not terrible.
Yes, they are. What are the Broncos going to do?
They won the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, and then lost a lot of good. A lot of good.
Who'd they lose?
Most good. Peyton Manning.
He was terrible last year.
You need to leave. Okay, you also need to leave.
Tim Tebow's actually trying out for Major League Baseball.
He's gotten 5 or 6 offers already.
Has he really?
Yes. He looks... Gosh, it was stupid. He looks like Mark McGuire. He is stung by bees. He is jacked right now.
Is he juicing?
No, he's not juicing. He loves Jesus. Yeah. He's Jesus juicing. Am I right, guys?
Yes.
Yeah. Communion before every at bat.
That's what I meant by juicing.
Yeah. So,
Tebow's right before he goes to the plate.
he did look pretty good, man. He crushed a 430-foot home run, and he was going up against live pitching. So it wasn't like, we're just soft tossing it to you. He looked pretty good. I mean... He's still, it's Tim Tebow. Nah. He got 5 to 6 quote offers, allegedly. Anyways.
They're probably minor league teams.
Dirk Cotter, he's the new head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He was our offensive coordinator last year. He is the only good shining spot of our terrible, terrible
Lovie
team.
Lovie Smith?
Yeah, Lovie. Lovie was bad.
Lovie's
so bad.
He's not a bad coach.
He's not a bad coach, but he did nothing with our defense.
He's rebuilding the team.
Nah.
Yes, he is.
Dirk Cotter, our offensive coordinator, moved up to head coach because he did great things with Jameis Winston. I honestly think the Buccaneers are going to have a winning record this year. I do. Mike Smith, former head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, you know, silver-haired. Mm-hmm. He is now our defensive coordinator. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm overly optimistic.
Sounds like comments from a desperate man.
Muscle hamster. Doug Martin is healthy. Mike Evans just getting woo.
I actually drafted him this
whoop.
Year.
Yeah, dude.
That somebody on the smart live line move. Says, no more Peyton. Chiefs will do well.
Yeah, exactly. You've got the Oakland Raiders in your division. You've got
they're
the
actually gonna be
San Diego
this year.
Chargers.
They'll probably be at the bottom of the division this year.
Which, sadly, I totally drafted Phillip Rivers as a quarterback this year.
Yeah.
Because he's still going to be throwing
the
ball.
He's pass happy.
He's great for fantasy football. He's just terrible for real football.
He's terrible.
Yeah.
Vikings just tore him up the other day.
It's preseason, bro.
Well, you know, they still tore him
up. You don't count preseason.
When we were
really
in San Diego last weekend, not last weekend, the weekend before, I found out the Chiefs were playing the LA Rams at the Coliseum.
Mm.
Didn't go.
What?
No, didn't go.
Why? Why?
Traffic.
Okay. Yeah, see, you're at that age where it's like just not worth it.
That is hilarious. Gosh, I don't want to get old. I really don't.
You know,
if I was in a city and my team was playing,
it would take like 5 or 6 or 7 hours to get there.
That's true.
I get it. It's not worth it.
And then Coliseum traffic and
Watch the.
I'm excited to see the Rams in LA. I'm very excited about that because, you know, as a kid, Jim Everett, you know, UNM Lobo quarterback, went, played for the LA Rams. I love that. So I'm excited to see him there.
A lot of people are saying, football talk, yawn.
Whatever. You know what?
Whatever.
Their
you
previous message was Steve-O and Buck joining forces.
Somebody called. Somebody's calling. So, I mean, we're trying to help you guys. If you have any problems or anything or anything you'd like advice on, you can call in, and nobody's calling in. So what we're doing is called vamping, and we're waiting for somebody
to call.
I like
that, vamping. That's some good radio lingo right there.
We're professionals.
I've got news for days.
Well, things change. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. So I didn't watch the UNM game like last night, so I was wondering if you guys did, and if you did, do you think Mike Davies is doing any good with this these new years, I guess?
I did not. I have no idea, to be honest with you.
Yeah, we're supposed to be good, or where are we?
Well, I honestly don't foresee it, but you never know.
UNM's
could come out like a Baylor.
Yeah.
Side note: his name is Bob Davies.
Yeah, UNM's we're really a basketball school. I mean, that's kind of the bread and butter for us, unfortunately. So I think our football program,
our bread and butter is gone, and I think we're now on spam.
Yeah,
we lost a lot of basketball players, man. So I don't know.
Yeah,
I know. Alford split, and it was like, dude, Coach Neal is going to do some nope.
338-3700. Thank you for holding.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's great. Our coach is Bob Davies. And I know that because growing up, all there was to watch college football-wise was Notre Dame on television. And he just so happened to be the coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I still love watching Notre Dame. Because, I mean, back then there weren't 147 gajillion channels.
There's some new football movie coming out. I can't remember what it's called. But they're saying it's going to be greater than Rudy.
No.
Seriously.
Who's
so
in it?
I can't. I'll give you the premise of the story. So there's a guy who goes to Arkansas, plays for the Razorbacks. He's the only kid. He's kind of like this kid who gets picked on, and you know, people give him a hard time. Well, it turns out he becomes a really good football player, and he's the only kid, I think, ever to graduate and get greater. That's
it's
what it
coming
is.
Out on the 26th of August. It's out. Oh,
so
it just came out.
So yeah, so this kid gets his master's and a bachelor's, gets drafted into the NFL, and then dies 11 days after he gets drafted.
Oh. Spoiler alert, jerk.
Gosh. This is what the description
says. What a
jerk. So it's kind of like...
It's greater? Why? To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord,
sure,
and that's greater?
That
so it's like,
greater.
He's dead.
But I think for a lot of people that ask that question, it's like, how could God let something like this happen?
Oh, Brandon Bullsworth, possibly the greatest walk-on in the history of college football. I knew nothing about this.
Is it a faith-based film?
I don't know. It might be.
We only talk about faith-based.
Wow. He was a walk-on, eventually became an All-American. He was well-known for his thick black glasses. He looks like Drew Carey. He seriously looks like
huge.
Drew Carey. Passed away in 1999.
Yeah, he looked like me when I played football. Good morning.
Yeah, I got an 8.7. Gosh. Something like that.
Are you there?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Hi.
Go ahead.
So I'm a Denver Bronco fan. And I just wanted to let Buck know we're going to take the division this year.
Yeah, with a record of 6-10, you guys are going to take the division.
I will most emphatically
emphatically
say that that's not going to happen.
Gosh,
right now.
You guys are so cute. That is that division is the worst in
right
football.
Now.
I don't need to bet $20.
Literally,
we can just have
the
a
worst.
Gentleman's bet and say that it's not going to happen.
On record, AFC West is the weakest division in football.
Right.
We won the Super Bowl with Peyton Manning, who didn't do nothing last year.
That's a double negative. That means he did something. Gosh,
our defense is going to carry us this year again. Guaranteed.
Right? I don't think so.
Mm. Good old Von.
You know why it's not going to happen? They're going to be too tired because Mark Sanchez is your quarterback, and he's going to throw so many interceptions. They're going to be on the field so much.
Preach it.
And they are not going to have the energy to close out.
Yeah, you guys are starting 0-1.
I think we're going to start Lynch. I honestly think we're going to start Lynch.
No way.
Yeah.
I have
I don't know.
A good, strong feeling about that.
Starting 0-1. The Carolina Panthers are going to steamroll you in week one. And I say that with such disdain because the Panthers are in the NFC South, and I'm not a fan.
Here's the problem with that. You have a young quarterback who is going to be mentored by Mark Sanchez.
Enough butt
said.
Fumble. Yeah.
Enough said. Butt fumble. That's right.
All right. Well, I was just trying to give myself a little false hope. Thanks, Buck. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
See you, man.
Hey, I'm just keeping
that's
it real.
That's why we're here. We got to keep it real.
Keep it real.
Can you burst my bubble as well? Because, you know, the The Buccaneers are in the NFC South with the Carolina Panthers.
I don't like the coaching switch. I think Lovie Smith is a great coach. Yeah, I can't believe that they didn't give him.
He did nothing.
I think they should have given him more time.
He did less than.
But I do think
Dexter's on his phone. He quit.
I do think that team is on the uptick for
sure. I do too.
I think Mike Evans is going to have a super year.
I'm hoping to at least go 500. I would love to see an 8-8 season.
You guys will go 500.
Is that tragic?
I think you'll.
We play the Carolina Panthers twice. We play the Saints twice. We play the Falcons twice. That's our division. That's a tougher division than, say, the AFC West. You've got a pretty good chance.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
After how many years, though?
You guys are going to win your division at maybe 7-9.
No. No, I think the Chiefs will probably go 10-6, 11-5, something like that.
Oh, man. Hold on. I got a text on my phone. Teo, they are talking football, and I need you. Oh, Dex is texting Teo right now. Yeah, you accidentally included me in that text. Sorry.
We can talk about whatever you want, Dex.
No, that's
you
fine.
Got a whole sheet of stuff
no,
in there
man,
that we can talk about.
No, man, this is your show today.
Yeah.
This is
not my
not
show.
Mine. We're
I have
going
pages
flow,
of show
man.
Prep that you're not caring to get
we're
to.
We're going with the flow, you know? This is Buck's show today. He needs this in his life.
Okay. He needs this in his life.
I don't know if he does or not. I just thought.
Can we swap and next time I'll just go in and shadow you while you sell homes so that I can get a side job and recoup some of that not money?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Cool, man.
I keep trying to tell you guys.
You know what? The funny thing is I have a couple friends who in real life are going, dude, have you ever thought about real estate, man?
Who, I'm that like, one guy that you went to besides me?
That's a little uncomfortable.
A little uncomfortable.
It's fine. I'll pass out flyers for you. I need the cash.
Yeah?
I need Brooklyn
door
cash.
Hangers?
Let's say I'm going to Brooklyn without you. Sorry.
I want to be a fly on the wall when that conversation happens.
Yeah. But yeah, need to hang some flyers for you.
Okay.
What
do you pay?
Go put up some signs.
$20 an hour?
I will help pay the salary of his if you make him dress like an idiot and flip one of those signs, you know, like on the corner, like, yeah, open house today, guys.
You know what's funny is I've actually considered hiring sign flyers for open houses.
Oh, please hire Dexter.
Put some homeless people to work. I see it all the time. Honestly, people hire them to go out and hold signs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just doing something in the community.
You'll do it? You'll be a sign flyer?
$25 an hour.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know what? I would pay you $50 to go flip a sign for a couple of hours.
$50 for 2 hours?
You just said $25 an hour.
I know.
And I just met what you asked for, and now you're...
Maybe I shouldn't do an hourly thing. I should do...
No. Too late. Take it or leave it. $50, man.
Now it's 40. You want it?
Oh, geez.
Better hurry. $40, man. It's still $20 an hour. Hurry, say yes.
Can I wear a mask?
No.
The Lucha Libre mask.
Gosh.
No.
I feel so bad because a lot of those guys that hold the signs, they just keep that sign over their face so nobody can see them.
What would be really great is if you did wear a lucha mask, right? And so you're wearing that and you're flipping the sign and then the dude down on Central, what's that restaurant that really
El
has
Modelo?
A luchador? No, they have a luchador like out front.
I know,
front,
it's El
like,
Modelo, right?
Is
there
it really?
Middle, yeah.
And then all of a sudden we could create a storyline and it'll culminate in a wrestling match between you and the El Modelo
guy.
That's
a great idea.
Just saying.
Luchadors.
That's where the money comes in, man. We'll sell tickets at the door. Buck will be the in-ring announcer. I'll do commentary.
Nice.
It'll be so great.
Still dabbling on that? You still?
Oh, yeah.
Still doing the announcing?
Yeah. I think we have one coming up in, I think, December.
What's your big go-to line? Come on. Everybody's got
it. I don't have a go-to
line. Come on.
I'm just myself.
Buffer's got the...
I act just like this.
It's time! Yeah. And everybody freaks out.
You know how long I've been trying... Steve-O, I've been trying to get him to have a line for years, and he won't do it.
It's just not me.
Have you ever thought about, like, ladies and gentlemen, and then you can say, because, like, you know, it's like, it's time, it's on. People all have, like, you should say... The buck stops here! Because the fight's about to start. So it's like it's...
If I was ever a ref,
yeah,
and I was reffing a fight,
ooh, yeah.
When it was time to call them to action, I would say...
Like, all right, gentlemen.
Let's dance!
You'd say let's dance. Dance?
Yeah.
Instead of, let's get it on!
Well, you can't say let's get... John McCarthy already says that.
I know.
I'd say let's dance.
Let's dance.
Yep.
Let's
I would
dance.
Say, I would say, go!
Oh, gosh.
On your mark, get set.
Fighters, are you ready? Go!
Go! In three, two, one.
Run like light, green light, red light, red light, green light.
You don't go on one. You don't go on one, okay? It's after one.
We go on.
Oh, dude. I would do red light, green light. When they meet up, you guys, all right, touch gloves if you want, red light. And then you go back to the corner, and then you yell green light, and they rush towards each other.
And then right before they engage, you say red light.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're like this.
We need help, guys. Liveline is open, 585-LIVE, if you would like to help Buck come up with a really cool ring announcer voice thingy. I'm telling you, man. Telling you. Oh, Banditos. That's what I was thinking of. It was Banditos, not El Modelo.
Banditos hideout.
Yes,
sorry.
It's the Bandito.
That's good.
Banditos.
All right. We got to take a quick break, and then we're going to get out of here.
All right.
It's Friday. You could tell.
Got to take a quick break. Red light.
I haven't even been here.
Green light.
Here all week.
Yeah. It still works. It's Mazak Morris.
Yep. Labor Day weekend.
Oh, that's what it is. People are already gone. Checked out.
Yep.
Hang out, this will be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Hurricane Hermine is getting stronger as it swirls toward the Florida panhandle. Governor Rick Scott also warning that some places could get up to 20 inches of rain.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory and Blazing Saddles are headed back to the theaters. AMC playing both titles across the country, with Willy Wonka starting at 5 p.m. and Blazing Saddles at 7:30. We'll be paying only $5 for the films. You can purchase those tickets online as well.
SpaceX is investigating the cause of an explosion that destroyed a Falcon 9 rocket at Cape Canaveral in Florida.
Some of the conservative Hispanics who've been advising Donald Trump are abandoning ship.
In a joint statement, retired four-star generals Bob Sennewald and David Maddox announced their support for Clinton.
Spacecraft has found what officials believe to be an inactive volcano on the surface of the largest object in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. NASA says the Dawn spacecraft discovered the volcano about half as tall as Mount Everest on the surface of the dwarf planet Cirrus.
Space.
The Final Frontier.
938, hello.
High today, 83 degrees.
Heck yeah. Traffic. It looks like that accident on Paseo and Jefferson is kind of clearing up. It's still a little slow going, but you should be
good. Hey, that's
good. Cool,
y'all.
Yeah, it is cool, Teo. I wish you were here to do this stupid traffic report.
Hey, you're so excited.
Construction going on Central. No other accidents to report. We're looking good, Albuquerque. Keep it clean.
Dex, you look great today.
Thanks, Teo.
Wow. You just got him to say a bunch of stuff, huh?
We talked to Teo this morning. He's in the eye of the hurricane.
He just sent you a photo. He's not. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Really?
It's gorgeous. It is gorgeous.
Gosh, man. It is dark. There is.
It's not.
Wave. No, it's not. It's pretty clear.
Is that Teo out there?
It looks
in the
like
ocean?
A Corona commercial. Yeah, it does. Like, seriously. The beach is clear.
There's not a cloud in the sky.
There's nothing. It's gorgeous.
Oh, my gosh.
So mad. Look at that.
Dude, he better not go in the ocean.
Why not?
He's in Florida, man. Are you crazy?
A lot of bull sharks in Florida.
Heck yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Kraken lives there.
The Kraken does not live there.
Yeah, he does.
He lives, like, in the waters off of Greece.
Man.
Well, he summers in
In Florida instead of Greece, the Mediterranean.
Exactly. Yep. 585 live. Feel free to text us or call us up, 338-3700. We got Buck here, my old job wife, hanging out with us this morning. He wants to say hi to you. Who are you? Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Is this Buck?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Buck. How's it going, man?
Good, bro.
Hey, yeah. How's it going, Mateo and all them, too? I was wondering if I could get a little advice. I'm going through, like, a rough time now.
Sure, bro. What's up? Stuff.
Well, like, it's more like an adultery thing. Like, I don't want to... I have my girl at home, and she, we've been together for like 5 years, and there's this girl at work, and she wants to, I got her number, and I mean, I shouldn't have, because I know, like, I'm trying to be a good Christian, you know, and like, I just like in a bad situation.
What do you mean you're in a bad situation? Have you done anything you shouldn't have done?
No, I didn't do nothing I shouldn't have done. But like my girl, she's lazy, man. Like she don't even do nothing around the house. She like barely feeds the kids. Like, I mean, I feel like I have to do everything, and like it's like a better escape to, you know, like it's less stress when I'm talking to this other girl.
Hey, man, this is Steve-O. I got something real quick, and then I'm going to let Buck take over. But what I want to say immediately is don't make a bad situation worse, because you have two situations going on right now. One where you're flirting with disaster because you did get a co-worker's phone number, which, to be honest, man, when you said, nah, I haven't done nothing wrong, that was wrong, because whether intentional or not, that's dangerous, and you probably shouldn't be doing anything like that, especially when things are crazy at home, because all you're going to do is take a bad situation and complicate it. You know what I mean? So that's my one immediate chime in, but I know, Buck, I'm going to let you take this.
Yeah, you know, man, I think obviously I agree with everything Steve-O just said, but I also think that, you know, just when things – are you married to this woman, by the way?
Well, we say we're married, but like we haven't actually married yet. But I mean, I love her, like, but I mean, she don't do nothing, man. She just lays around the house, and she barely even gets dressed anymore. Like, she's still in her nightgown all day. And I mean, you know, like, I'm a man, I'm human, you know what I mean? And like, I mean, this other girl, she's like beautiful. And, I mean, but I'm trying to do good, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to be like a more better person, and not, you know, just, I don't want to do that, but like, it felt like bad. Like, I'm not getting nowhere with like my girl now.
Well, what you should probably do is you should probably talk to somebody at your church, and you should probably try to get in for some kind of biblical counseling with you and your gal. So that way you guys can talk about this and you can work this out, because, you know, I mean, obviously...
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, yeah, you kind of cut off a little bit.
I said you need to talk to somebody at your church, and you need to try to do some kind of biblical counseling.
Yeah, I always hear you guys in the morning. You guys make my day. Like, I hear you guys, and I just wanted to see, like, what kind of advice you would give to me, you know?
And let me tell you this last thing, and we'll let you go. Nothing good is going to come out of what you're thinking about doing.
Right.
And the truth of the matter is what you're doing is you're positioning yourself and putting yourself in God's spot, because basically what you're saying is my wife isn't fulfilling my needs, or my girlfriend isn't like doing anything to help out, and I feel like I need to be, you know, you're basically kind of, you want to be God. Mm-hmm. And that's not the way this works.
Yeah.
Exactly, man. That's exactly how it is. Well, yeah. I appreciate everything that you guys, talking to me, and it really helped me out. And thank you guys, and you guys have like an awesome show.
Thanks, man. Love you, man.
All right. I love you too, eh?
Just gotta be careful, man. Last thing you want is to end up on an episode of Cheers Hotel.
Okay.
That's right.
Stop teasing the people. You know what the funny thing is? When he came over here, that was one of the first big requests. Dude, Cheaters Hotel. And he was
still
like,
is.
I just don't think we can. I was the one that was like, we really should. We really should. How's that?
Cheating is out of control in this city since...
Especially Netflix cheating.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we could do Netflix cheating easy. Come on.
Yeah, you could do Netflix Cheaters Hotel. I won't see you guys for that.
Yeah.
On the live line, somebody chimed in and said, good advice, Steve-O. I'm in a similar situation where my husband was doing the same thing. He didn't like something I did, so he decided to look elsewhere, and it hurts.
You know what? I'm going to tell you guys total transparency. My wife does a lot of things that I don't like, and
right.
I know that I do a lot of things she doesn't like. But,
welcome to marriage.
But going out and being improper and not being a stand-up Christian dude is not the thing to do.
Yeah. Well, that last one was very layered anyways, because it's like wanting to do the right thing, living together, not married.
Yeah.
I mean, you mentioned him getting like some help at his church, and we never really found out if that dude's actually going to church,
yeah.
you know? So yeah. there was about 18 layers to
yeah,
that.
I need a 4 or 5 hours with that guy.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully he goes to his church and he gets some counseling.
Yeah.
Gotta do it. Gotta work.
I mean, it's...
Put the work in.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Good morning.
Good morning. That was a really good little segment. I hope that he feels that pull in his heart where it says that he shouldn't. That's the hardest thing to ignore, personally speaking.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But onto other things, I just want to say, man, I hope the Lobos have a great freaking season this year. Get some wins, right?
It's a great ham-handed segue into football.
I like that. Nice. I like that.
Like the way you work that in. Good job, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's Lobo.
Come on, guys.
Woof, woof, woof.
Get a little red and cherry going on.
Woof, woof, woof.
No, because what do we got?
Oh!
We got UNM and MSU.
Yeah.
Coming up next week.
Yep.
Oh, man. We just need some wins in our lives.
Bring some
rain.
Down with that. Down with that seg. That was a good set.
Yep, thanks. That was a ham-handed segue.
That was
not good.
338-3700.
I love you, buddy.
Or 585 live. On the live line, it says, Dex, thanks for the great advice. You're the best.
That was Dex
literally,
didn't say a word.
Literally no one said that. No one has said
yeah,
that.
Just
in fact,
coming in.
Most
Dex,
people are just like,
love you. Thank you.
I think so far my favorite one was the fact that Buck and I have become the super friends because
it's pretty awesome.
we are doing advice together. And people like that, actually. Yeah, so, I don't know. Maybe a little fear coming out of Dexter over there. Maybe
no,
there's little,
no fear at all. Just trying to let my old co-host, you know, have a word in. Yeah, I know you have a hard time with letting people do that. So.
Me?
What?
Oh, that's weird. It's weird. I feel like he took that question and did good things. I mean.
Well, he did, but, you know, you just can't be quiet. It's just not in your DNA.
Well, that's because Buck and I are super friends, like the live line said. Steve and Buck joining forces to give advice. It's like super friends. So
said that four
awesome
times.
To hear. Yeah,
that's just, fine. Tao and I are super friends.
Looking for the one about Dex. Nope, nothing. Okay.
I deleted it. Good morning.
Somebody did say, Dex, yours could be, go, guy!
Go, guy!
Or Simon Says Fight! That's a good one, too.
How about, let's do this now!
Okay. You're just joining us. Dex wants to become apparently an official in UFC fights, but he needs a good tagline.
Yeah. Ring announcer.
So
yeah.
Just oh, man.
338-3700. Good
morning. I like Simon Says Fight.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
How's everyone?
Great, how are you?
Good, and I wanted to just specifically say hello to Buck. I haven't been able to talk to you before, just the other two crazies.
That's right.
Oh, hello.
I did, but I just wanted to say, you know, thank you for what you told that guy. I think a lot of people would benefit from hearing that, especially being sometimes me and others being on the receiving end of something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful that you touched on that this morning. I think it was something, even though others probably didn't hear it, I'm glad I at least heard it, knowing that you believe that. I appreciate that very much.
He has the voice of an angel.
Well, and you got to think about this, because for those that have dealt with that in marriage, for that guy, I mean, when you hear him, he sounded so genuine. I mean, I got her number and whatever. No one wakes up in the morning and says, dude, you know what I want to do today? Destroy my freaking marriage. Am I right?
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. It starts with like a little flirtation. It starts with that just that little gray that goes into something that can become disastrous if not cut off immediately, if not recognized, if not, you know, putting your heart in check. That's where it will. I mean, it will lead there. You could tell he obviously was looking for an out, an excuse. His girl's lazy. She doesn't do anything. She doesn't take care of herself anymore. I feel like I'm doing everything. And a lot of times in relationships, unfortunately, if it is that one-sided, and we obviously don't know his girl's situation, but
yeah,
it can be exhausting.
I get it, man. You get caught up binging a show on Netflix, and next thing you know, you're in your bathrobe all day long.
Weird.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I just wanted to, I don't know, I guess give a little advice to the guy that called in about his relationship. I think you guys did an awesome job. That's some great advice.
Thank you.
I think he needs to throw that number away immediately and forget that that even ever happened. And I don't know, it sounds to me like maybe both of them have gotten complacent in the relationship. I mean, if she's not taking care of herself or doing anything, and in that situation, I think that each individual needs to take responsibility for their relationship.
So it's two sides to a pancake.
Great job, Dex. Great advice.
Right. And
he's waiting for me to correct him, but I'm not going to do it. So continue. I'm sorry.
Well, you can't go into a relationship thinking that it's 50-50, I think. It has to be 100-100.
That equals 200.
Both of you have to give 100% to that relationship. And I think that that comes with a servant mindset. I mean, if your relationship is going bad, look at your significant other and stop thinking, what are they doing for me and what can they do for me? And start asking, what can I do for you?
Ask not what your wife can do for you, but what you can do for your wife.
Nuh-uh.
Thank you.
Right.
Kennedy. No, fear. That's the only thing we have to fear.
Love it, buddy. Thank you so
fear,
much for calling.
His wives,
no
themselves.
Joel Osteen.
We got a few more minutes left.
Dude, Buck, I have thoroughly enjoyed you being in here.
Nuh-uh.
Good morning.
What's up, guys?
Hey, so, how you doing?
Dude, I've waited a year to hear both y'all's voices on the air at the same time.
Man, you really need to just tune in more often because...
Did you just find out that we're back on the radio?
No, I haven't been listening as much as I should.
Yeah,
but
true.
This morning, I usually listen to sports talk radio. And I just want to say, Buck, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. You should make this like a priority during the football season to like show up on a Friday to talk before Sunday's game.
Shut your mouth, Dexter. Yes, he does have time.
You want to know what's funny is...
I will tell you right now,
When Dex and I did the show, it was really hard to... And nothing against you, but like...
He's not
a huge football fan.
Oh, he's a dumb...
I watched, just you know, not
but
not
he he's like a super,
him
super
and Tao
casual...
Him can do their Netflix segment and we'll do a sports segment.
He's a super casual football fan, so we didn't really have a focus on football. And, you know, I mean, it's America's pastime now.
Sure.
I mean, it's overtaken baseball. It's the hugest sport in the world, the biggest sport in the world besides, I guess, next to soccer.
Or MMA at this point.
But in the United States, football.
UFC,
so, yeah. So, you know, I have
a... It's good to hear your voice. It's good to hear your voice on, you know, subjects that,
Can we please do Fantasy Football Friday?
No.
Please?
No. I'd love to.
No.
Buck.
Nope.
Fantasy Football Friday.
Do you play
Friday.
Fantasy football, sir?
I do.
Okay, good.
I do. Oh,
have you already had your draft?
I haven't, no.
Okay,
not
do not I'm take up. Antonio Brown first. I know everybody's saying to take him
Can
first.
We not
and I'm
do
like,
this
why would
last
you
last
if
you
why
want,
would you take him first?
Email me on Facebook and I'll rate your team for you after you're
there
done.
You go.
See, there
I,
you go. There's
yeah.
you can hit him up on Facebook. You can
Shut
hit up, you can do a
up.
Podcast. Guys. Hey,
Tex,
so
let me tell you something. Buck's voice is good to hear through Albuquerque's radio waves.
Yeah.
You hear that?
Especially with sports.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sure.
I've been missing his voice for a year.
I miss his voice,
when you
too.
When you guys got canned, I was furious.
When we got tanned?
Canned.
Oh.
You know, I didn't think that was right. I'm sure a lot of people didn't, but it's good to hear your voice, Buck.
I appreciate it, man. I miss hanging out with you guys, and I love y'all, but I got to tell you, financially, this is the best thing to ever happen to me.
Of course it is, you jerk.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad you're making a lot of money.
Thanks, man.
Yep. Later, man.
See ya.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Does it ever hurt, Dexter, that like he always
that
talks about the fact
family?
That yeah, he's like, oh, this is the best thing ever. I'm
hey,
so
man,
thankful that I'm not in radio anymore because I'm actually making money.
I'm not being braggy.
So
I'm just,
much money.
Hey man,
you're braggy pants.
I am super thankful that and I tell people this all the time. You know, they ask me when you started doing this real estate thing. You know, why did you do it? And I'm like, I don't know. I just kind of had this feeling, and I totally feel like this was providential. This was God. You know, working in my life saying, hey, you need to get out there and do this because, you know,
Nuh-uh.
Your days are numbered on your radio.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I didn't listen to that.
No,
babies are expensive.
Yeah. Didn't. Yeah,
they are very expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the time they turn 16, how much was it?
37 grand.
37 grand is what you'll
spend.
That's
just during the teenage years.
Yeah.
Not like from
that's
birth, too. That's that starts at 13 to 16.
67
talking,
grand.
Talking 37 grand.
Yeah.
Is it 37 or 67?
It was 37.
I think
are you having a stroke?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Why does it smell like almonds?
One of these days, he's going to. You know why?
I know, and it's not going to be funny.
Because he makes fun of stroke people and Bell's palsy. What's one of the first things you said to me when I came in this morning? What did you start talking
what
about?
What did I talk about?
I can neither confirm
you
nor deny.
You started talking about
Bell's palsy.
I don't know what that is.
Bell's palsy. He just turned our mics off.
Bell's palsy.
Gosh. Yeah.
Well, you know, you brought up the subject.
I did not bring up the subject.
You were talking about Western and Eastern medicine.
Oh, my gosh.
What does that have to do with the affliction that
you
I got?
You dabbled when you had the Bell's palsy. You got that weird medicine done.
What's awful is we originally had a ceiling fan in the Witchcraft. Studio because it was so hot in here. And when he came in, he had it removed because he said ceiling fans gave you cerebral palsy.
Okay. It's not cerebral palsy. It's Bell's palsy. That is completely different.
I'm pretty sure it's cerebral palsy.
Oh, my gosh.
You need to look it up.
That is not true.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's been fun.
It has been a lot of fun, man.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for the actual invite.
Starmie loves you.
Flashback Fridays?
And I love them.
Flashback Fridays. Fantasy football Flashback Fridays.
Flashback
so we'll talk about like drafting Sean Alexander. We'll talk about drafting Terrell Owens in the third round. Oh, yep. So good.
If you guys missed the show this morning, Buck hung out with us for a few hours. Hit the podcast. It'll be up at iTunes, Giggle Play. Just search Morning
Did
Invasion.
You say Giggle Play?
Giggle
Simon
Play.
Says fight!
Go now!
I love it.
All right. Love you, Starmie. We'll see you. Oh, have a great and safe Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. That's right.
If you're out at those barbecues, don't drink and drive. Take an Uber, call a cab, something like that.
Yeah, for realsies. Yeah.
I'll pick you up for $200.
Oh, my gosh.
Just need a plane ticket to get to Brooklyn.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.